Coming up this month of No Quarters, we finish him with Mortal Kombat X. Did we get the Order 1886 wrong? And we're going MOBA and have a ball with pinballs.
Please enjoy.
No Quarters, episode 71.
Hey, motherfucking video game podcast.
It is.
Hey.
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 Hi.
Hey, guys.
Hey, I'm Mackie.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Harlow.
And we're back. BJ is on assignment again.
In a farm.
As usual.
To play games.
He's farming simulator 2015.
Which I believe he's doing right now.
What, he's farming?
Yes.
He's simulating farming?
Maybe.
Is he farming gold?
Yeah. He moved to Korea.
Sweet.
And is not doing that.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
So
I hear that's a lucrative business until you get banned.
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah. Your business plan, it really depends on your ability to get banned. So.
Totally.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
It's we've had a little extra time, haven't we?
Sure.
But this is our pre-E3 episode.
Yeah.
Pre-3.
Yeah.
Before all the shit goes down.
Yeah. So we will have no predictions. Don't expect it.
Meh.
We're just going to talk about games.
Hey, I predict that E3 will be like next month.
It will be.
That's my one privilege.
I predict games will be announced.
My one privilege, my one prediction.
Uh-oh.
Sorry. I had to check that.
Dear.
Well, why don't we start with one of the bigger ones right off the bat. Harlow and I have both played it.
All right.
Mortal Kombat X.
Sweet.
Mortal Kombat 10. X. Mortal Kombat Cross.
Yeah. Mortal Kombat Straight Edge.
What?
Yeah.
Chuck is doing the thing.
Mortal Kombat, he's actually hurt.
Yep.
Mm. But yeah, Mortal Kombat X, sequel to the Mortal Kombat reboot.
Which was sort of 9? I don't know how they're coming up with these numbers.
They basically call it MK9.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was about 4 years ago now.
Sure.
Was it that long?
Feels like a while.
Yeah.
It was a 360 game. Because
they did Injustice between those, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they've been refining the whole, you know, that was the first one that basically gave us a true story mode through, you know, at least the first highly popular fighting game that had like, all right, here's an actual story we're telling.
Not a bullshit story mode, yeah.
Yeah, not you're going through a ladder and then we'll give you a lame cutscene at the end. Or if it's Tekken, a fucking awesome cutscene at the end.
Which makes no sense, but
which makes no sense, but it's still awesome.
Yeah, I mean it was the first one where it was like, let's try to legitimize the storyline, story mode in a fighting game, which was unheard of.
Mm-hmm. But they definitely pulled it off in that one.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Injustice was quite good too.
I never played Injustice.
Yeah, I mean it's a really good story, and so the Mortal Kombat 9 basically kind of retold the events of Mortal Kombat 1 and 2, partially 3, I believe. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like if you take 3 and 4 and also some new shit and retell the story sort of.
Because did Quan Chi ever show up in the other one?
Quan Chi, I believe, was the bad guy of 4.
No, but I'm talking about Mortal Kombat 9.
Oh, no, I don't think he's been around since like 4.
Okay, because he shows up like immediately in this one. And I'll admit, not having finished 9, despite loving it, just not getting through it all the way.
Sure.
I had no idea what was going on whatsoever. And this game, like as far as that mode goes, is cutscene heavy. Heavy, heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Like I was like, when do I get to fight something?
Yeah, playing that is because you're trying to experience the story and not I want to fight.
Yeah.
I mean,
granted, when you go to the menu, you can immediately do single player.
Play ladders.
Whoever.
For you, was story mode unlocked right away? Because I think I had to go do the training.
No. I tried.
Maybe they patched that. Because I think like you had to do the training the first day.
Yeah, I tried to do the training, and there was one, like the basically like do the combo into another move or another move into a combo thing, which is like they tell you how to do it, but the timing of it has to be so fast and so precise that I actually just quit the training because I couldn't finish it. Because they wanted some very specific move that I just could not pull off for whatever reason. Because is it always Scorpion that they give you? I believe.
Sure. Yeah. I don't remember. I mean, like, I honestly don't remember about the training. I was like, why is story mode grayed out? And maybe it was still installing. I don't know.
That's a possibility.
But yeah, I was just like, I kept looking and like people were like, yeah, I think you have to finish the training or you have to play through the ladder once. And I was like, I just kind of want to fight. I'll do those things.
Mm-hmm. No, I that was the first thing I did was went to story and started. So okay. I guess I got it either patched or whatever.
Yeah.
Or they knew I had played Mortal Kombat 9.
I would probably have recommended trying some, like play a ladder or two before going to the story. Just because, yeah, it's kind of like, it's a bad place to get accustomed to the game because the fights are pretty quick and they're kind of far between them that you can kind of forget what you're doing.
Yeah.
And again, the characters switch up so much, so fast.
Yeah. But, and they're not easy. Like I got to Shinnok and was just like, got worked quickly. But I was also screwing around trying to do brutalities and that sort of stuff. So that probably is a big part of it, but.
Yeah. I'm not going to say you're playing it wrong, but you're probably playing. Well, I mean, I'm approaching it wrong. Let's say that.
Yeah.
I was just saying like that. You probably should have played some, whatever games first.
Like yeah, just some random. Matches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I did a ladder thing too, where, I mean, the ladders are pretty cool where they have a daily, a weekly, and a monthly challenge, I believe.
Yeah.
And they also have ladders where you're fighting for a faction. There's five different factions. So they have kind of the whole metagame thing going. And
yep.
I don't remember which one I chose, but it was probably the one that has Sub-Zero because.
Yeah, I think the ninja one is that one. I picked the White Lotus, the one with Raiden. He's like the head guy.
Mm-hmm.
I like, because like Raiden and Liu Kang are like my two favorite dudes. So Kung Lao. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But yeah, I mean, they've added new characters that are apparently the kids of.
Yeah. Most
of, or nephews or whatever.
No, pretty much like four direct kids. I mean, those are the four main, kind of the main characters of this game.
Yeah. Because when you play the story mode, you basically play a prologue as the first chapter, and then that has a scene, and then it says 20 years later. And Johnny Cage is older and still has Johnny tattooed across his chest. Though he keeps covering it up. It's like, come on, Johnny. You're Johnny Cage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to put a vest over that. You just need to brag that you're fucking Johnny Cage. But, I mean, you've beaten the story mode, right?
I have.
What'd you think as far as like how through that one?
It's pretty good. I mean, I think it's been enough time that like I wonder how much now I would enjoy if I just put in the Mortal Kombat 9 story mode right now, if I would enjoy it as much. I think it was maybe just because it was new. It was like, what is this? There's kind of a coherent story going on in a fighting game.
Yeah.
Kind of factor to it. But like I've replayed the story mode in Injustice a couple times. Like I played it on 360 or whatever. I had a cheap Steam copy. I played it on there to see how it looked. And then I played the PS4 remastered version.
Yeah, the free one.
Yeah. So I was like, I've seen that story a couple times. That's a pretty good story. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe better told than this one. But I think that's also maybe just because it's a little more relatable, perhaps. I mean, like you can kind of, there's so many Mortal Kombat characters, and unless you're like really heavily invested in that world, you kind of can forget who people are and who they're friends with and who they have a hatred against. Whereas like you see DC people are like, yeah, okay, that's Superman. Superman's going to fuck up some shit. Green Lantern. Yep. He's kind of like, he's space cop. I get it. You know, just go.
Yeah. Now, and didn't MK9, I seem to remember you kind of played both sides of the story. You'd play as the good guys and you'd also get to play as the bad guys. And this one seems more like, no, you're just sticking with the good guys throughout.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, Injustice. Well, you're talking about, you said 9. Like, Injustice does it so, like, there's a weird thing because it's a parallel universe thing. Mm-hmm. So you'll have bad guys that are kind of fighting for the good side on the other end.
Yeah.
So it can mix up the roster a little bit more. 9, yeah. I seem to remember it was kind of jumpy in the story where it's just like, let's follow this guy for a while and see what he does.
Yeah.
And then have it all just kind of come together and, you know, Liu Kang beats the boss and hooray. Mm-hmm. You know. Yeah.
Spoilers for MK9. Jeez.
Yeah, and the first couple of Mortal Kombats.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Yeah. But I as far as like, and in the crypt, obviously, there's a billion things to unlock in there, but.
Luckily, I'm pretty sure they're static. Like, I think if you really just want to go for certain things, you can open up a guide. I mean, you're still going to need a shitload of coins with a K, but there's.
That was the issue I ran into. Is like the first room you unlock a bunch of stuff and then it's suddenly like,
oh, hey, there's a bunch more.
Yeah, rooms. Hey, here's this one, and you need 9,000 coins to unlock it. And you could play through, you know, a couple hours of story mode and maybe get 9,000 coins.
I think I played through the whole story mode, and if I had to total up, I'd say I probably got 30,000 coins.
Yeah. It's one of those sad microtransaction-y things, because they do sell them. And they can also sell, like, unlock the entire crypt for $19.99. Yep. And it's kind of, you know.
But luckily, nothing's in there that you have to have. Like, it's really just costumes. Like, costumes are the only thing that's like, well, I kind of want those, but.
Don't they unlock the brutalities there as well?
They unlock how to do them. You can do whatever, whenever.
Are you sure that you can pull them off even without?
Pretty sure. Okay. I pulled off all the fatalities without having the other ones unlocked, just looking at a
the
list.
Fatalities, yes.
I don't know. I never bothered to try to pull off a brutality, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I pulled off Johnny Cage's.
Also didn't understand the faction kill or whatever it was. I don't know how or when you do that either.
Yeah, I think your team has to have won for that week.
Okay.
And then that unlocks it for, I guess, those characters in that faction. Something like that. There's a lot of that sort of stuff going on. I mean, there's a lot of metagame stuff, but at least they're giving you a bunch of things to do.
Yeah. I look at it as like this. It's like, there's a lot of game there if you want to be invested in it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's kind of shitty microtransaction-y thing for some of it. But
none of it's required.
None of it's required. And, I mean, I know everyone made a big deal about the easy fatalities. And, oh, buy some easy fatalities. So? I don't care. That's no different than buying point boost on, you know, any sports game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you can just make an automatically fast dude. It's a time saver. If you don't want to do back, forward, down, up and pull off a, you know, fatality, fine, go spend dollars. I don't care. You know, it's not required, not necessary, does nothing.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, it's dumb. Yes, I will give you that. It is dumb. Like, but
mm-hmm.
if they want to do it and people are willing to pay for it, all right, that's on them.
Yeah. And they put out like Jason from Friday the 13th as DLC. Apparently the Predator.
Yep.
Is going to be one of them. And then a couple of characters that show up in the story mode,
but not Rain, who's fucking awesome in that story. And I was like, where is he? Damn it. I never cared about Rain in any other one, but like when he shows up in the story, I'm like, how do I play him? He's not there.
And you fight him. Not so yet. It's like, he's in the game.
Same thing with Baraka.
Yeah.
So I don't
like
know.
A billion Barakas in that.
Well, yeah, but there's one like that's a race, and then he's Baraka is a dude.
The Baraka.
Yeah. Yes. The real original.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. If he were on Twitter, he'd be the real Baraka.
The real Baraka.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I've enjoyed my time with it so far. I think I enjoyed random fighting a little more. Though the computer still, like in the story mode, is just, there's a point where it's not fun and it feels like you just got lucky and beat them, because there is, like, I could not pull off X-ray moves the first time on so many guys unless I had stunned them somehow. Then I could pull it off, but every other time they blocked it and I'd lose it and I'd get infuriated.
Yeah, that's a little infuriating.
Yeah. And they make you fight as Kotal Kahn, who all his moves kind of suck.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I don't know how to use them, so.
Yep. Well, wait till you fight the superpowered Chinook or whatever his name is. I don't know.
Chinook,
whatever. Yeah. I like it.
I take it that's the last boss or something, or close to it. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
because I know you fight him in the prologue, which is basically supposed to be like the end of the last game, kind of.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty clear that like he's building up to steal some sort of superpower and become a crazy version of himself. But mm-hmm. He's got some shitty moves. He's got this like, it's almost like yoga flame, but it goes across the entire screen, so he could just like keep you pushed on the other side of the screen.
Well, I mean, fighting him the first time, I was getting the hell juggled out of me from those things that shoot up from the floor. I was like, it was just, it's, fighting the computer in any of those games can be just infuriating.
You can go turn the difficulty down.
But it's like, even on normal mode, and I know the moves, like Johnny Cage, the moves are pretty easy to pull off. So I knew what I was doing. It was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't sweat it too much. Just, I mean, if you want to see the rest of the story, go bump it down. Just blow through it.
And I will say, I'm usually a guy who uses like a stick and button controller. You know, like I love a good fight stick for fighting games. And I played this one better on a controller.
Oh, yeah, I should go get props. I should go show. Yeah, because that was the thing is like I knew this and, you know, like Street Fighter V is coming out. I knew there were going to be reasons I would want an arcade stick. So I decided to get one for the PS4.
No.
I got the Hori Real Arcade.
I mean, that is a really nice, heavy, well-made stick.
Yeah.
I just didn't play well with it, and I don't know why.
And I was playing bad with the controller, so go figure. I mean, I was just having a hell of a time trying to pull it back forwards off. I kept jumping, and I'm like, I'm using the D-pad on the controller. I'm like, how? I'm not even hitting up.
Yeah.
So
it's, but I'll say that, I mean, for someone who usually doesn't like playing fighting games on the controller, like that's why I gave up on Killer Instinct almost immediately. Cause I was like, I can't play this
right.
like this. I played much, much better with that game with just a normal controller. So it's well designed.
It's well designed. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, they put the touch thing on it for the PS4 is on there. About the only thing it doesn't have is a headset connector.
Yeah. Which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah. But like, that's just. It's pretty
cool. It had turbo buttons for test your might.
Crazy turbo buttons, yeah. Like you can do 5, 10, or 20 times per second turbo. Yeah.
That made the test your might stuff a lot easier.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, the only mod I did is I took that ball top and put a bat top on it because I'm not a monster.
And you're not Japanese either.
So. Oh, right.
I don't know why they want the ball in Japan. I don't know what to tell you.
It's all personal preference. Yeah. I bet there's kids that have had these kind of things at home, and now they've grown up with ball tops and think bat tops are weird.
Yeah, you could very well be right.
Kids. But yeah.
But yeah, having beaten all of it, recommended?
I mean, if you're a fan of Mortal Kombat, you probably already have it. If you're casual.
Wait for a sale.
Yeah, definitely. I mean.
Because, I mean, it looks nice. I mean, it doesn't look significantly better than the other games, I thought, you know, if you're playing this just for the story mode, it is incredibly cutscene heavy.
Wait, does it look better? You mean like the gameplay?
Yeah, I didn't think it looked that much better.
Holy honestly. Shit. Really? Because like, that's that one that was like, you know, they were like, oh yeah, this is gameplay footage. And everyone was like, what? You know?
Yeah, maybe I'm spoiled now. I don't know.
I mean, that was the one, like, when they show that trailer, like, when they're fighting in the woods and the sand and the snow and everything, and they're like, yeah, by the way, this is actual gameplay footage, and it actually really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it is a very good-looking game.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask the same question, then, because, like, I bought Injustice for the PS4 at launch.
Okay.
Like, that was a launch game for me. And I'm not a fighting game guy, but I enjoyed playing through that story a lot.
Yeah.
So, a guy like me who is just going to play through the story, how does it compare to Injustice?
Just borrow my copy.
Like, well, I know, I'm just done. Saying for people listening who might.
Yeah, I've told them to spend $60. I mean, if you're complaining for the story, that's like buying a full price copy of Battlefield for the story.
That too.
Well,
some people do. I mean, I'm just saying, how does that chunk of the game compare to Injustice?
I don't condone that for anybody, you or anyone else.
All right.
I mean, that's a silly thing to do. That's like 10 hours of gameplay, if that, if you're lucky. This is probably more like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and the storyline, it's pretty goofy.
Yeah.
And like, if you haven't played the other ones, it's like, it makes sense whatsoever.
If you didn't play the last one, don't play this one. Right. Like, it just picks right up and it's like, all right, here's more things that are happening. Now there's kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I will say that Cassie Cage's fatality might be the greatest thing Mortal Kombat series has ever done.
Yeah, the fatalities are a bit much.
Well, that one, I mean, just her specifically, the selfie fatality.
Yeah. They're good. It's fun, but my recommendation, if you don't have someone to play against regularly, you're probably wait for a sale.
Yeah.
Would be what my recommendation, because that game is a lot more fun when you're playing a human. Playing the computer is not particularly fun because it's cheap as fuck.
Okay. Yep. I concur.
Fair enough.
So Chuck.
Yes, sir.
We've been talking for a while. What you got?
You've been a little quiet over there.
Just soaking in the fight.
Just, you know, listening to all the time, trying to determine my purchasing decisions.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
Just going to borrow it from a friend.
Yeah, if you're not a fighting game person, it's not for you.
Yeah. But I do like that story mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
If you like ultraviolence.
I like ultraviolence.
Yeah. You might like Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
They're going to give you 5 free easy fatality tokens. Use them wisely.
Aw.
So what you been playing?
I played a somewhat recent game that came and went super quick. It was hailed as like the next big thing to destroy Microsoft from the geniuses at Sony. And then it came out and people were like, eh.
Hmm.
I played through The Order 1886.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
I played a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You loaned it to me.
Yeah. Because I finished it.
Right.
And I was like, get this out of here.
Aw.
So, Yeah, I don't know. That game, its priorities are weird. It's like they spend a lot of time establishing the universe that they're in, and then the credits roll. It feels like you're kind of just playing the first act of something. It takes almost half the game for it to properly explain the premise. Like, there's just these weird things going on, and you don't know exactly who you are. You have some special powers, but the game doesn't even bother to tell you what they are. It's not until, like, just a cutscene with a bunch of dialogue later that you realize, oh, okay, this is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I probably would have been into this more if I knew this, you know, at the beginning, like, with some sort of little montage or something telling me the story of this game. So, I mean, you're a dude in 1886 London, and you're part of these knights who protect England and do cool shit. You have technology that's totally out of place, because Nikola Tesla is your
when
your
in
Q,
doubt,
basically.
When in doubt, Tesla.
Yeah, like, man, people don't know shit about him. Well, yeah, he invented cars and airplanes.
Yeah.
Tesla.
So he's just in a lab doing Q stuff, making special shit. And there's some werewolves.
Mm-hmm.
You shoot a lot of dudes, and then all of a sudden there's a werewolf, and you have to fight him through a series of QuickTime events and such.
QuickTime events.
Oh, yeah. That game, fun with the QuickTime events.
It's very Heavy Rainy in terms of its QuickTime events.
Yeah, they're like, well, and all pretty much all the interactions are, because the door will be like, you'll see a little white dot, and as you get closer, it becomes like a triangle button, and you hit that to go through. So it's very, you know, like the... What you can interact with is
so
very
it's just
heavy
like
rain-like.
Basically hit triangle here, hit square here.
Well, there's
or
a lot
is
of that.
It like Heavy Rain where it's like, okay, rotate this one stick.
No, it's not that stupid, but you will get into a boss fight that is basically mash X. Now move the right stick this way to dodge, and then move the right stick this way, and then hit L1 to slash. You know, I mean, it's
that to me that sounds like a common complaint I've heard about that game is it should have been a last-gen game, almost. Like, it feels like it's got a lot of outdated last-gen stuff.
Gameplay-wise, yes, it looks very nice. Mm-hmm. It's a nice-looking game. It animates well. The facial modeling and stuff is all very well done. I mean, in a lot of ways, it's like that.
Yeah, but everything you're doing sounds like everything we did last generation and got sick of.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like a... It's kind of like Zack Snyder, the video game, because like
you're basically playing a lot of cutscenes.
All the pieces and parts of the game sound pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You're like, man, it's Victorian London, but like you're members of Arthur's Round Table, and it's steampunk, and they have like telephones and blimps and stuff, and you're fighting werewolves.
Yeah,
all that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like a kid describing their favorite video game of all time, just pieced together from a bunch of bullshit they made up in their head.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's what the game is. But the game itself is like, nah, slow down, you guys. You need to walk around and look for a newspaper for 45 minutes, and when you get it, make sure and flip it over so you can see all the detail we put on this newspaper. It's like
it's Sucker Punch the video game. It's like, man, you see, remember those commercials? We're like, fuck yeah, do all this robots and women fighting things, and then it's like it's all the asylum scenes.
Yeah.
The game.
But I will say that every once in a while, you get to like a Battlefield story mode type arena where all of a sudden it's just a million dudes flood in and it's just Headshot City going on.
Yeah.
It's just third person murder time.
Yeah.
Not remotely satisfying like Gears of War, though.
No, not, and it's not. And some of the guns that you get are really disappointing, especially how cool they appear to be. You get this one gun that's basically shooting thermite, and then you shoot a projectile at the cloud of dust that ignites it.
That sounds pretty cool.
It sounds really cool, but it is a pain in the ass because it takes forever. And it's just like, you know, and you've got an electricity cannon. It just takes forever to charge, so you basically just are using pistols and whatever you can pick up and shoot dudes with. It's aggressively mediocre by the time it's done. I mean, I played through it to the end. I was like, well, I'm going to see this through. It's not a long game. It's probably, if you're not hunting for collectibles, which there's a bunch of bullshit collectibles in there.
Of course there are.
Audio logs.
Oh, sweet. Speaking of last generation.
Yeah. I was probably done 7.5, 8 hours.
Yeah.
And that was me, you know, always thinking, like, maybe I should go down this hallway. The game's not pushing me down there, but obviously there's a hallway there. Maybe I should go check it out. Oh, there's nothing down here. That's great. Thanks, guys.
So when I have a sick day in a few weeks, I should just borrow it and play through that.
Play through it in a day. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we should remaster all of the back episodes of No Quarters onto CD and then pepper them around the world as audio logs.
Yeah, just, ooh, what's this?
Find this.
And listen to it.
That should be our legacy.
We can call it an ARG. And yeah.
Some people
may be onto something.
Let's do this. Like, okay. We'll call it audio logs. No. Mm-hmm.
Collect them all.
Yeah, gotta grab them all.
Yeah.
So how what are the audio logs encoded on in 1886?
Wax tubes.
Oh, you got wax cylinders?
Yeah, wax cylinders.
Oh, dude, man. Edison would be fucking pissed. Pissed!
Yeah, this game is not
pro. He's rolling Edison around in his grave right now.
in his tube.
But, like, even the way you interact with him is dumb because, like, you find it, and then you got to go into the menu, the pause menu, and then go into the archive section and then hit play. And you just listen to someone warble out some song. Mm. It's like, this adds nothing. Hmm. None of them add anything. Like, those were times. Yeah. I found, like, 10 of them, and each one was just, oh, I've got 3 minutes to check my phone. While this thing, because I was like, if I don't play it, it's probably not going to pop the trophy for it or whatever, so I better hit play on all of them.
Wow, that's some motivation. Yeah. That's last-gen motivation.
Yeah, I know. And just one more thing about this game. Like, it's one of those games, like, I realized I was halfway through it and hadn't gotten a single trophy yet. It doesn't give you, it doesn't pop trophies for, like, chapters.
Yeah.
It's all, like, score 100 headshots, and, you know, it's all these cumulative things.
So it's basically the same as Last of Us.
Yeah.
Where it was like, once you beat the game, it's like, all right, here's a trophy.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, then you might have killed 100 guys by the time you got there. Yeah. Here's a trophy.
See, I don't necessarily. It's not that I like getting trophies for just progressing in the game, but I'm interested now in the metric of, because you get the percentages of who's got what.
Mm-hmm.
I always find it fascinating to see where people are just saying "fuck this game."
Yeah,
because that's what Alien Isolation is fascinating to me. Oh, because God. Like, you get to about where I quit, and the rest of the world was like, "Yeah, screw this. This ugh." So. I'd like to see that in more games like this, but this one is just, you know, get 100 headshots.
Yeah, and the thing that's weird dudes. Is, like, trophies, my understanding is, well, trophies and Xbox now, is it doesn't really matter. Like, you can have as many as you want.
Seems that way.
At this point, trophies, it's just like, yeah, whatever, here, trophies.
But they're still kind of stuck in the last gen, sort of like, gotta have 12, and they
well, like, to me, why wouldn't you just keep putting them at the end of chapters, just as, you know, some people, sure, like Harlow, don't give a fuck. But there's other people that's like that little carrot on the stick. It's like, all right, yeah, I beat one. Well, cool.
And I would think it's free metrics for you, right? As a developer, you can see where people are, because that the alien people did go back and rebalance the game because they noticed that people just weren't playing it.
Yeah.
They were like, they quit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe these guys were like, I don't want to see where people quit.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, I'm sure, because consoles are always online, they still have those statistics somehow.
They probably do.
But to me, like, even if people are playing offline, if the trophies are sinking once they get back online, that's going to be, that's a quick, easy way for them to know exactly, you know, where people are giving up, where they're, it just seems like a win-win for everybody to have that stuff spaced out like that.
Yeah.
But and what do I know?
Just on a tangent to that, my PS4 has decided that Wi-Fi is no longer a feature it's going to support. It has just decided that maybe we're going to connect via Wi-Fi, but probably not. And usually about 12 minutes into your game, we're just going to disconnect Wi-Fi. And
are you sure it's Wi-Fi or is it the network? Because both systems lately have been bad about disconnecting for no reason. From like...
Mine always pops up the notification that the Wi-Fi has been disconnected.
Mm.
Like, it is lost connection. And I will go in to set, like, to rebuild the Wi-Fi connection, and you can just see the networks dropping on and off.
Hmm.
Just refresh, and then now there's 3. Refresh, now there's 7. Refresh, now there's 2. You know, it's like, this thing is fucked.
Sounds like you got a lot of interference.
Yeah. I should probably change.
Yeah, maybe they
6.
Should have built 5 gigahertz into that thing. Huh?
Yeah, that would have been nice. Right? That would have been nice. It probably would have cost them about 12 cents. But whatever, Sony.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. That's all right then.
Right. Wow. Okay.
Side tangent to
Holy
that.
Holy shit! That was like I was like in a comment section there for a second.
Yeah. Side tangent to that. You know, because they've got remote play and all this stuff, which still baffles me that they don't do 5 gigahertz, considering, you know, both the Vita and that are designed to use that. But yeah. PSTV,
mm-hmm.
GameStop was selling it for $39.99 this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how, like, fast that thing fell off. And Harlow, you have one that you haven't touched since God knows when.
One? Do you want one? I'll give you one right now.
Yeah, I know.
It's just...
I've thought about it, but... I mean,
I'll go get it.
But from what I've heard from everybody, it doesn't work.
No.
I just, this is not coming from a fanboy place, because it's not that. I fucking own the PlayStation. I've been talking about it for the last 20 minutes. Yeah. But it's interesting that all of these things that were like the thing that is going to just propel the PlayStation 4 to the, you know, to Valhalla of video games. It's like Drive Club. Nope. Fuck that. PlayStation TV, oh, it's going to be great. Nope, fuck that. You know, it's like, oh, The Order, look how great it looks. Nope, fuck that. It's like every single thing, all these bullet points, all these things are just like, ugh. You know, and then like little sort of not AAA game Bloodborne comes out, and that's the surprise hit of everything. It's so strange that like all of the things for the first 18 months of the PlayStation 4 that all the idiot fanboys on the internet latched onto, like, this is the shit. This is, put this shit in a graph and put it next to the Xbox, and it ain't got shit. And these things just keep coming out, and everyone's just like, it's like,
yeah.
I don't want the PlayStation TV. That's dumb.
Well, the problem with that is, like, every game I was like, man, that's a long game that I won't sit and play on my Vita. I'll sit and play it on that. Nope. There was some bullshit touch control, right. So I admit that you can't do it on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like,
despite me being able to use a PS4 controller, like, I could see requires DualShock 4 or whatever, sure. So I can do the touchy bits or something, but, you know.
Yeah.
Something, you know.
Well, I mean, the PS4. Got away with promise off of launch. It was cheaper.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, yeah, the system's better. Because, like, under the hood, and from what games have shown, the majority of them, is PS4 is a better system.
Yeah, that's however, really not.
Xbox One seems to keep having the games that are just that bit better. Like Forza Horizon 2, considerably better than Drive Club.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
You know, at Forza 5, even debatably better than Drive Club.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that just
pole position, arguably better. Yeah.
But they've, and it seemed, and anecdotally, just from people I know, it seems like the pendulum has kind of swung back to the X. I know more people with Xbox Ones now than I do with PS4s, or at least when they're playing the stuff.
It has,
and they'll
up,
be
yeah.
streaming. The majority of them are on the One now, which seems really weird. But I think getting rid of the Kinect was the best thing they ever did, because now we know they don't give a fuck about Kinect. It's done.
The Kinect game just came out, by the way.
Really?
Something on the dash, some sort of like Fruit Ninja bullshit.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about, and that's apparently broken.
Mm.
Like, it barely works.
Man, I did not want to play Fruit Ninja bullshit.
it looks just like
that. It's Ninja something.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah. Like,
doesn't work?
From everyone I know that's played it, they're like, do not do this.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's just...
There's your tip of the week.
Yeah, looking forward to E3 to seeing what everybody announces, because we can't keep re-releasing the same games. We're going to run out of games from last generation to remaster and re-release.
Remaster those remasters.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, at some point, does the Xbox One come out with a camera that's not a Kinect for camera purposes? I mean,
don't think so.
I mean,
isn't that a thing people want with their live streaming? Like, you know, them in the corner?
I think they'll probably just support some sort of USB camera.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, they come out with a Microsoft branded, or it supports the Microsoft LifeCam 9000 or whatever, you know.
I think they'll just say, now you can plug in. They'll say it as calmly and like nonchalantly as possible, but they'll just say, yeah, the One now supports a webcam if you want to plug that
in. Considering you can just plug any USB drive into it and use it.
I thought they were pushing Skype and all that shit and with the Kinect.
Who knows what they're pushing month to month, to be honest. I mean, it's...
Windows 10, I don't know, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Cortana, that's what we're calling that.
Yeah.
But you know, The Order.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, let's bring it back.
Yeah, that sounds very similar to another PlayStation exclusive, Bloodborne.
Uh-huh.
Like you say, all right, kind of Victorian.
Yeah.
Looking, got werewolves and other stuff, and you're going around shooting things.
Mm-hmm.
Sure sounds like Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Which is weird that those two came out so close to each other and basically were setting-wise, incredibly similar.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've played more Bloodborne, but I've hit a very weird point with that game. I think I'm stuck. Which I didn't... Like, I didn't want to reach that point that quickly because I thought this game was easier than Dark Souls, and it's probably just because I had so much experience with Dark Souls. Mm-hmm. But I've hit the same fight, and I've done this fight over and over and over and over, and I can get about two-thirds of it done, and then I run out of health vials and run out of, just basically run out of resources to win the fight. And I can only dodge so many times, do things, because it's, for people that played it, it's the Vicar Amelia fight. And I actually skipped the Bloodstarved Beast fight because I bought a key that gets me past the one area so I can skip it. And with that game, it becomes a weird thing where you've invested in this one part. Mm-hmm. And when you die, you drop all your souls that you've collected. So I run back in the room and I grab the souls again and do the fight and die. So all the souls I collected up until that point and then added to that pile. So it's kind of like this pile in the room of, and I keep calling them souls, but they're called blood echoes in this game, but your money.
They're souls.
Your money. So, I have this growing pile in this one room that's basically like, yeah, you could probably level up 6 or 7 times if you beat her and retain all those things. But if I die anywhere else in the game, that pile vanishes.
Right.
So I've kind of gotten stuck in a loop of, I can get there without taking a single hit of damage, won't use any health vial, none of that. Like, I get there, all right, time to fight her. Oh, she killed me again. So I just keep growing this giant pile in this one room, and there's a certain point where I'm probably just going to have to declare bankruptcy on it and be like, you know what? Fuck that pile. I'm just going to try and do the other boss or something because this isn't working.
Yeah.
And that's...
You're going to have to step away from it, basically, and then just, like, come back after a week and be like, okay, whatever, those souls are gone.
Thing is, I've done that. I've already done that. Like, now when I sit down, I'm like, I don't think I want to play Bloodborne right now. And I keep hitting that because it's like, it's basically if you just came back to a game, we're just like, all right, it's almost like an MMO if you're just going to farm stuff. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, I guess I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to fish for 2 hours and see how many fish I catch in this MMO.
Yeah.
And I don't want Bloodborne to be that. And it's kind of become that for me where it's like, all right, I got to do that same run again. And maybe this time will be the time that I dodge this thing enough times to kill it. Hmm. Which it also kind of highlights what I think is the biggest problem Bloodborne has for me, comparing it to Dark Souls, is the boss fights don't feel like you won. They feel like you just outlasted this thing, mm-hmm. which is good, in a way like, all right, yeah, like this is a long drawn out fight and I fucking won. But with this, it just feels like, God, I've been doing the same thing, waiting for the same move, doing the same counter, hitting at the same time over and over and over and over, because there's like no like magic way to just suddenly get, a huge hit, not like, most like a Capcom game or something where, okay, it's got 3 flashing points on the thing you got to shoot. There's none of that. It's more like just this war of attrition every time where it's like, all right, just going to run in there and I'm going to have to dodge and dodge and then swipe here and dodge and dodge and swipe here. And you're just doing these same motions over and over and over and over. And there doesn't, I don't know if it's just people didn't bother to find like the one way. Okay. If you counter now, you can get half its health off. There's none of that stuff.
Oh.
So it just feels like a boss fight is just, it wears you out, which is what I've kind of reached on that game, which is really disappointing because I was enjoying everything else about it.
Now, can someone join you or do they get half your souls?
No, they can join you. No problem.
Yeah.
The souls. I
does someone joining you double the thing's health?
It increases it. I don't think it doubles it.
Okay.
But apparently it does make it easier. So that's probably the thing I'm going to resort to. But I don't like doing that because whenever I did it in Dark Souls, it just felt like cheating almost. Mm. It's like, all right, I won. Like that was way easier than it should have been probably. So, that's kind of that push pull, but I think when I go back, I will probably do that. But
yeah,
problem is now I have to farm stuff because you have, in that game, you get a pool of like each time you die and you come back, you have 20 health vials mm-hmm. and you have a stock of 99 that you can have in addition to that, they don't automatically come back, but when you die, it pulls from that stock and then you have it.
Right.
So if you do that boss fight 6 times and each time you die after using all your vials, you have no vials left.
Oh, okay.
So you either have to buy a bunch more or find a spot to farm them from, which is a random drop from enemies. So you might not get it. So yeah, I've also reached a point where it's like, wow, I'm out of vials. So now I have to go farm bullshit to get that. So I have to do that and then summon somebody. So.
Well, maybe a listener can help you jump into your game and
I'm sure, defeat yeah. this and, monster. And at least thank God with this game, they've made it so if you want like a friendly person,
yeah.
you know, you ring a certain type of bell.
Okay.
And then
so it's not just if, someone comes in and trolls
and
you.
Then if you just want a PvP, then you can do that. I mean, yeah.
You can put a candle in the window.
Yes.
Or yeah. knock three times.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
yeah.
But and they've made it way easier for friends to join you because, you know, they can find you apparently. Like, whereas Dark Souls, it was like on PC, at least you had to run like you had to add all these stuff, all these scripts and other stuff in a patch that would basically like force it to look on your friends list first before it searched everything else. And even then it didn't always work.
Great.
But I mean, it was the most arcane, frustrating bullshit, and at least they've taken some of that out, but you also only can summon a certain number of times. So, you know, if you both die, you've used up that one summon.
Oh, yeah.
And then you have to find more later on, which I'm sure it happens, but there's also enemies that'll suck that out of you, and I got them sucked out of me by one of them. These guys with squid heads. Motherfuckers. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I like that game anymore, which is really disappointing.
You'll change your tune when you get past that thing.
I probably will. Yeah. I probably will. And then I'll unlock a new area and be like, all right, this is cool again.
Yeah.
And I'll beat that thing and then can level up like seven times because I'll have all this fucking.
And then it'd be super powered and be awesome.
No, those games that you're never.
Okay.
You never reach that point in those games.
Cool.
Yeah. Maybe I should just play The Order for a while if I want to do my.
Yeah.
Victorian dude shooting a gun and hunting werewolves and
could
shit.
Could totally do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Down a corridor.
Okay.
Letterboxed.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just so it weird. Renders better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
They say it's for atmosphere.
No, shut up.
Yeah.
They say it's for it looks dumb.
Yeah. Is that what they say?
No, I say that.
All right. Harlow, you got something for us?
We're probably creeping up. We're probably not on a break. So I'm going to knock out two things I wanted to talk about quickly.
Okay.
So I can't remember if it was the last episode or before that, where I was talking about, I finally picked up the new SimCity, right?
That was last episode.
The new-ish SimCity.
Oh, the new,
like 2 years ago SimCity.
SimCity 2013.
Sure.
Uh-huh. As they call it.
Right.
In the business.
Okay. In the biz. I wasn't down with the buzz words in the biz.
The biz buzz.
But yeah, so I was playing that and like, you know, I like it fine. I see the problems. It has its limitation. You can't grow a city past a certain size. It's practically impossible.
Yes.
Yep.
So along comes about a month ago, supposedly the savior, the answer to all of these problems and all of these things that I wanted in Cities Skylines.
Right.
So I bought Cities Skylines.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I saw some videos and I was like, I need to play Cities Skylines.
Yep.
There's crazy weather and tides and things that can just change the whole fucking course of this game.
Whoa. Tides?
Tides.
Whoa.
Like, there's this really insane story about someone who built a dam and it like started like overflowing and basically just fucked up and killed his entire cities.
Okay. You
know, like, there's some very strange, crazy stories about things that can kind of just dynamically happen in this game because it's like that, you know, butterfly effect thing where, like, this thing over here suddenly didn't realize, like, putting one extra pumping station makes the dam start filling up, and without realizing it, the dam will crack and break and fuck shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anyway, bought it and I was like, man, I cannot wait. I'm going to get into all of this kind of craziness, this city building things that are all the things that SimCity, you know, wouldn't let me do.
Mm-hmm.
And I fired it up and it's like tutorial city, no pun intended. And then it was like, all right, fuck yeah, let's build some things, build a road. And oh, there's electricity and plumbing.
Uh-oh.
And all these things that I forgot that I didn't really want to do in SimCity back in the day.
Oh no.
And I was like,
all the streamlined stuff.
Yeah, all the things that they streamlined in it, where it was like, yeah, if there's a road, obviously there's fucking power and plumbing.
Yeah,
duh.
you just built into the road.
Yeah,
dummy.
why would that not be there?
And you so, just plug a road into your building.
And so like I saw all that and I was like, I can't do this right now. So basically I bought a game that I haven't really played more than like 10 minutes until I got to like the first bit of the tutorial. I'm like,
that seems like me when I tried to play Endless Space. because it was right after we'd done Neptune's Pride, and I'm like, yeah, I need one of these, like, explore, and then you can
conquer. Game, man. Yeah,
4X. I was like, I need something like this. And then, like, I started it up, and I was just like, oh, God, what have I done? Yeah. This was, this was a horrible idea.
Actually endless.
Yeah. And yeah. I felt bad, because, like, the presentation and everything, and it was really cool, but I was just like, I can't fucking do this.
Apparently, you're
not smart enough to do this.
You should read some of these stories of things that like, tales of woe and majesty and things that have happened in these City Skylines games. And I mean, there was this like almost like Tumblr style post with like 50 pictures of this guy talking about his, you know, utopian. He was basically like crafting a thing like, over here is this utopian society and here's where the workers live and it's a shithole. And I don't know. It was just like this whole funny thing. And I was like, I want all of this. But then like, I fired it up and I was like, oh, micromanagement. No.
Yeah. The city series are really weird though, because like, I know we talked about like XXL was supposed to be the one that was better. And then Skyline was better than that. No,
that's two different things.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what's
two,
so weird. No,
two different games. I mean, two different companies.
That's what's weird about it.
Yeah. Oh. It's like the city's games is just two companies are like, you can't copyright cities.
Yeah.
So here's our version, you know, and it's like, you would think it's like, all right, well, yeah, this one was good, but this one's newer. So it's going to iterate on it and be better. And it's like, no, they're not even the same.
Yeah. The Skylines is newer than XXL, but it's not as good.
Oh.
Yeah. Skylines is the newest one, but like.
But you think XXL is better?
Yeah. Cities XL and Cities XXL was. I didn't play those. I'm just heard that. I read bad reviews.
Okay.
I mean, those are just some people like them. I'm not saying anything bad. I never played them, but
not that there's anything wrong with
them. They're the ones that are not getting very good reviews, especially XXL. Oh, it could have been a dumb thing that needed a patch, and now you can never take back those bad reviews. I don't know. Don't care. I bought Skylines. Didn't really play it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing,
yes.
This is just really quick. Saw a sale the other day. Decided to add one more game to my Wii U.
Wii U collection. Yeah.
I bought the NES Remix collection.
That thing's kind of dope.
It's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I've
got the first one.
Yeah, this was a collection. I got both of them for like $20. Mm-hmm. So I was like, and even more discounted than that, but whatever. Other ways.
Go on.
Yeah.
You stole it. Just go ahead and say it.
It fell off a truck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the story.
Yeah.
How do you explain NES Remix? Okay, so like it takes the classic NES, and I guess there's some like, I think eventually there's like some SNES games, you know. But maybe there are all NES. Doesn't matter. Whatever. They're old games, and they'll be like, all right, so you're gonna play on Mario World 1-1, but this time, like all we want you to do is kill 15 enemies in like 30 seconds. Go.
Yep.
And then like as soon as you do that, it's like done, you know. And then like it'll be like, okay, you're playing Donkey Kong Jr., and all we want you to do is drop a fruit on one of the little bitey things. I don't know what they have names. Bitey, and it's like, all right, good.
You're bear done. Traps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, as soon as you do it, it's like done, you know, and then you just move on to the next game. And so like these little bite-sized nuggets of the game. And
so it's almost kind of like a WarioWare-ish thing, but with actual stuff that you like doing.
Well, I don't know.
It's like that. They're tiny little chunks of things that you're familiar with, but they're just like played a little differently and do it super fast, and then you can move on to the next thing.
Yeah. I call them retro nugs.
Retro nugs.
Retro nugs.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if we ever change the podcast name. Retro nugs.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's get in and get out. I mean, you can play a mode where you just focus on Donkey Kong Jr. and I'm just going to do all the goals on that and keep unlocking the next little thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's like kind of like Trials meets NES game, sort of like, you know, it's like, hey, go do this one weird little thing. All right, you're done.
Yeah.
If you did it perfect the first time, great. If not, try again.
So does it jump between games?
You can. That's what I'm saying. You can do one or the other. You can be like,
so you can just be like, give me all the Donkey Kong
The first
Kong
time,
Jr.
it's like, you know, you're going to play a little mix, and they'll be like, all right, you know, now you've unlocked where you can just go down Donkey Kong Jr. or you can go down Excitebike or whatever and just do nothing but that.
Yeah. It's basically the kinds of things like you would do with games like Atari games and NES games when you had one game and it's all you had and your friends are over and you're just like, I don't know, you got to do that. You can only hit that jump. And you got to hit that jump with the wheels up and you can't land on both wheels. Go. And it's just little things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's not the greatest thing, but it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I don't mind spending the $10 or so I spent on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what really Nintendo should be doing with this stuff, is trying to find new ways to sell it to you instead of just, here it is.
It'd be nice if, like, at the end of it, it was like, all right, you've unlocked the games.
Sure.
That would be a nice little bonus. Like, yeah. After you've, you know, three-starred all the things, or, you mm-hmm. know, or, you know, you could unlock them each game, and, you know, like, as soon as you do it the first time, like, I just three-starred all these Excite Bikes. Now I have Excite Bike. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
It's in there. I mean, it right. has to be. They're cutting up the ROM somehow, so. Right.
And plus the ROMs are like, oh, I don't know, 180K.
If that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they should do that, but.
Amazing to think Nintendo. About. In a world where we have, like, 8 gig patches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These yeah. games fit on.
You could fit like the first 20 yeah. consoles of video games yeah. onto one of those patches.
You could, on the emulator on Atari, all the Atari games ever made are
like 4K.
Will like fit on a floppy disk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like, it's pretty cool.
Even if you throw in all like the Brazilian knockoffs and all the variations and everything, yeah. still would like not fill a floppy disk.
Yeah.
So, I got one more first half-y kind of thing.
Okay.
All right.
Which you can sort of jump in on, because I know you played it for about 12 seconds.
Sweet.
I had finished Battlefield Hardline.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which, like, the Order is kind of, this game is aggressively mediocre.
Mm.
There's some fun to be had. There's some sort of Bad Boys 2-esque action set pieces in it. It's a lot more, it's not as confined as the Order, obviously. It's not, yeah. You know. Super narrow, pushing you down corridors and stuff. But mm-hmm. I mean, it's a Battlefield game. You're just playing in the cities. And there's a couple of really cool missions. There's one out in the desert that's really kind of fun. Doesn't make a lot of story sense, but it's in terms of like this thing trying to structure itself as a cop TV show, it kind of makes sense. You yeah. go, here's a mission in the desert you got to go do, and you got to deal with these crazy yahoos and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoyed the multiplayer in that. I still think some of it's a lot of fun. So, I would imagine that thing is going to show up on EA Access at some point, because obviously it's an EA game.
One of the few.
We've got all of them. Yeah. I mean, if you've got that thing, they're still throwing games out all the time. You played it for what? Like a mission?
I did the first mission perfectly. I mean, well, it's not the prologue, the prologue. I think I started the second mission, and I was just like, meh, I don't care.
Just more feeling it?
Yeah, I was not feeling it at all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not a great game by any stretch. It's mediocre.
Mm.
It's not terrible. I mean, it's not bad. It's just serviceable. You know, it's like, yeah, well, this is probably what a Battlefield game in a city would look like.
It's Chuck Fine.
It's kind of, no, I'm not saying that.
Oh.
Chuck yeah, Fine is Star Trek game.
Oh, right. Yeah,
this is better than that.
That's a little better than that.
it's just such a weird concept, and you could tell they had a hard time with it. It's like Battlefield game in the cities that doesn't quite make sense, and you're freezing people by showing them your badge, and it always works for some reason. It's it's kind of nutty like that.
Works every time.
So
I think it's so disappointing to me that the guys who made that made Dead Space.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. It's weird.
Well, if someone came along and said, no, you're making this game that we put out every year, I think you'd be pretty dejected too.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're going to work on the new Assassin's Creed. You'd be like, really?
Yeah, but you know what? They made Dead Space 3, so maybe they were just like, yeah, fuck this Dead Space shit. We obviously don't know what we're doing there anymore.
I didn't think Dead Space 3 was as bad as you think it is. I think it's a game that's way too long.
Yeah, well, that's...
Way too long.
It wears out its welcome.
Way too long.
Yeah.
But
with all the built-in co-op bullshit that really makes that game unpleasant.
Yeah. Well, and I still wonder how much of that was mandated by EA and how much of that was their idea.
Who knows?
You know, but still, they made one of my favorite games of all time.
Absolutely.
So, you know.
That first Dead Space is great.
And Dead Space 2 is pretty fucking good.
Dead Space 2 is pretty good.
Yeah. But, you know, and now just making a game that you're just like, yeah, it's mediocre is the only word you can seem to use on it. Is
yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah. I mean, only because of their pedigree. Like, as a Battlefield game, it's actually better than, I think, Battlefield 3 and Battlefield 4. Mm-hmm. I thought those stories were garbage.
Yeah.
This, at least, is something interesting, not a modern warfare shooter thing.
Wow, because I actually thought the 4 storyline was okay.
Yeah, I didn't. I just thought it was junk. So.
Mm.
I liked cop drama.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So.
Yeah, but it's just, I just think about them and, like, you know, basically the Criterion, the Burnout guys, just having to make Need for Speed games and just...
And not even that anymore.
Yeah. It's well, you know, and everybody from that was there that made Burnout is long gone.
Yeah.
So it's disappointing. And it's kind of like, you look at, you think about things like that and you realize why EA is basically not making games anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to force studios to do stuff that they probably have no passion for whatsoever.
Well, they've closed down every studio and then it's like, who we got left? Well, they made Dead Space. All right, put them on Battlefield.
Yeah. There's guns, right?
They know shooting things, right?
It feels like DICE is the only one that's kind of getting to do what they want.
Yeah.
Well, and they're kind of getting to do what they always wanted.
Right.
That's what's weird is like...
Yeah.
That's such a weird thing that like Battlefield or Battlefront was a total ripoff of Battlefield.
Yeah. And now it's basically
Battlefield. Now the people that made Battlefield are going to make Battlefront.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
And they're still saying that Mirror's Edge is on track for next year.
Yeah.
Like that's basically the only other game that they've announced that they have. I'm sure E3 will give us a little more information on that, but
I would like,
how is DICE the only one making games for them anymore? Pretty much.
Because they sold everybody. They've got BioWare, EA, and their sports people.
Yeah, and BioWare is not putting out anything for a while now.
Yeah, I mean, Mass Effect 4 is going to be a while. A while.
Yeah.
So, I just, you know, I mean, last thing I'll say, but just EA has a stage thing at E3. I can't imagine they're going to get up there and fucking show Madden and golf and be like, all right, great E3, everybody. Enjoy our EA offerings. Mm-hmm. It's like...
Well, they got to trot out sports guys to go, this is the best game I have ever played. The mocap was an incredible session for me to be a part of.
Yeah.
Watch me with all these dots on. Ha 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 ha.
I mean, the sad thing is that because they skipped a year on Need for Speed, my biggest hope for that stage show is that they announce some new Need for Speed.
It's got to happen.
I mean...
Maybe that's just it. Maybe that's their entire stage show is just, you know, we keeping it all under wraps. I don't know.
I'm hoping.
Oh, here we are. We said we weren't going to, you know,
I know.
Prognosticate. Here I know. We're prognosticating. Yeah,
yeah. It's just, it still amazes me that EA has become what they are.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I think you're the one, Chuck, that posted that grid.
Yes.
Their earnings call grid
that showed all their releases coming
up. Which is basically 5 sports games, Battlefront, and Mirror's Edge next year.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it. Yeah.
It's like EA used to be like you could fucking in the early days of the 360, 3/4 of GameStop was EA games.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here they put out this.
Everything.
Yeah.
They made so many games, them and Activision. It was like this race to be like who's destroying video games. And then both those companies were just like, we're just going to make this one thing. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
so weird.
And then you think about like what the sports guys don't even have anymore. They don't make a NASCAR game. They don't make a baseball game. They don't make any college games anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's like even the sports division used to be huge, and it's not.
Yeah, I was wondering, you said like golf. Do they even make golf game?
They skipped a year.
Yeah.
But now it's like Rory McIlroy's PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh. And they showed it like last year at E3, and it was goofy. It was like you were hitting balls off battleships and stuff like that.
Good.
Well, yeah, but that what I'm afraid of is because it took another year that they stripped all that stuff out and they just made it a wear a magic hat and your ball goes farther.
Yeah. So. We're never getting Tiger through time again.
That was Cyber Tiger.
Because like anyone I know when they talk about about EA golf games, they're like, yeah, Tiger through time.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's the best.
Yes.
Tiger Woods versus Bobby Jones on the fucking St. Andrews, dude.
Yeah.
Wooden golf clubs.
Yeah.
Let's go to town.
I wonder about them down the line because Madden's not the powerhouse it was.
No.
You know, their NBA game, I don't even know if that even happened this year or not or if it did well enough. But
They released one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which one was it, Tiger Through Time? I got to go back.
It was like 2003 or 4 or somewhere back in there.
Yeah.
It was near the end of the original Xbox life.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I knew people that worked, you know, on Madden and they're not there anymore. And that was not their choice either.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, and the problem there is that the Madden audience is shrinking, but the technology demands are increasing. Mm-hmm. So eventually that's going to just get to a point where they're like, the money doesn't make sense to keep elevating the technology. The audience is never coming back. I mean, you're not going to get that like, oh, this year it's fucking Madden. They sold another 10 million. It's like, no, it's always going to be going down no matter what.
Yeah.
It's like Call of Duty. It's just, it's like people are still going to play it, but just there's that going to be gradual decline the whole time. It's weird. I wish them the best.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, EA.
We need them back. Like, they made some of my favorite games. They need to come back somehow.
Yeah.
I worry about them. I worried about you, EA.
Yeah. I mean, everyone used to be so pissed
at
EA.
You don't call, you don't write.
Yeah.
And now they're pissed at companies that are going out of business because they're hemorrhaging money. They're like...
Yeah. I mean, Konami... Yeah. Konami's done.
Yeah. And people are pissed.
Like, yeah. They're like, well, we're just going to make mobile games.
Yeah.
And, you know...
It's like, yeah, that makes sense, Konami, because you only put out one game a year and that cost $100 billion and only two people buy it. It's...
Yeah. And everyone's like, what was the last game? I mean, they put out Metal Gear Ground Zeroes.
Revenge Incidents before that?
They last year, I think it was the Ground Zeroes and a soccer game.
Oh, didn't they put out Lords of Shadow 2?
Was that last year? That might have been last year, early last year.
Which apparently was not good at all. Even, you know, like a lot of people didn't like the first one, but people that did thought that 2 sucked.
Yeah.
So that...
And now there's not even going to be a soccer game. They're not even putting out a soccer game.
That's so weird.
Pro Evolution Soccer
yeah.
for theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. From my understanding. So, I mean, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, I just got home. EA. I thought maybe you called. No?
No.
All right. Please call me back. I'm very worried about you, EA. I was in the shower, EA. And I thought you might have called.
But yeah, can you imagine if EA pulled that? They're just like, we're done.
Yeah.
We're doing mobile games.
They're close.
They kind of are.
They're getting there. You know? Like, if this, if like their golf game doesn't take off, that'll be the last one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they've got hockey, football, and basketball. Basketball, they should just fucking kill.
Yeah.
They're never going to catch up.
Yep, you're done there.
Yeah. I mean, they've been laughed at the last 2 years. It's like, guys.
Has there been anything about their NFL contract running out?
No.
Or did they renew that or whatever?
There was some rumblings a couple months ago because Joe Montana was on Twitter.
Oh, that's right.
Saying Joe Montana 16 is coming.
That's right.
And everyone was like, oh, 2K got the license. It's going to be Joe Montana 2K16. And then everyone was like, no, we just looked at the NFL contract. That's not, there's no way.
Yeah.
And no, like, way, and you guys.
Like, all pro 2K8 proved, like, you can't.
No, you can't.
You can't not have the teams.
No.
You have to have the teams and the players.
Yeah.
Otherwise, no one cares.
Yeah.
Because all pro 2K8, by all accounts, was a really good game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just like,
nobody cared.
It was like, you
can make the Assassins with OJ.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. You can make all the USFL teams.
Yeah. You make the Las Vegas Gamblers.
Sure.
Who cares?
Yeah. Made the Jacksonville Bulls.
Yeah.
It was a good time. Got Doug Flutie.
Ooh.
Flutie. Did you get some flakes?
Yep. Had some Flutie flakes.
Yeah.
Flutie pebbles.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's end this worrying for a little bit.
Yeah. We're sorry, guys.
Take a break. Welcome back, second half.
Hey, no quarters.
No quarters. Let's
motherfucking video game podcast.
Yeah, motherfucking second half.
Mostest.
Let's talk. Second half.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk Halo 2.
Sweet, hot new jam.
All right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I beat Halo 2. That game's way harder than Halo 1, and I don't think nearly as good.
Oh,
but it's way longer. And there is a level called Gravemind that is fuck off level. It is one of the hardest levels I've played in a first-person shooter, and it is also one of the longest levels I've played in a first-person shooter. You know, you ever have those levels where you're just like, all right, I did a lot of stuff. I'm at the end, right?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And then it just keeps going and going and going and going. Yeah. Yep. There's quite a few levels like that in the back half of Halo 2. At least they don't recycle levels like Halo 1 did, but oh my God. Like, and then you get to that ending. Like, I had, you know, I've heard for years about the ending of that game where it's just like, yeah, it's like, finish the fight and then it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's shocking playing that game because you're not even playing the last level as Master Chief. You're playing as someone else, if I'm not mistaken. You're playing as the Arbiter. And I killed the last guy, or at least he died.
Mm-hmm.
I was running around trying to find him. I didn't know where he was.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the cutscene started that, all right, you've won. Good job.
Congratulations.
Game over.
And
I was like, what? Yeah. Apparently, like, they never finished the last level. There was one more level in the game.
Yeah.
They never finished it.
They never bothered to like do a director's cut or anything?
Nope.
Huh.
Couldn't finish it for this whole remaster thing?
Just, nope.
All right.
Wasn't in it, so they didn't do it.
That seems strange.
Yeah. So that game just flat out ends. Like, and it's not even like, all right, here's the climax. All right. Nope.
Huh.
It just ends. It's amazing. Like I realized that game has longevity because of the multiplayer, which right. at the time on the original Xbox was like unheard of.
Yes.
But that is...
So which is a bigger offender of just ending that game or Assassin's Creed where it's like, hey, Assassin's Creed. Dang, credits.
Man, that's tough. I think Halo 2 might be worse. But no, I mean... Man, yeah, that's really tough, dude. Yeah.
'Cause seriously, that first one is just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Dang, credits.
Yeah. Yeah, well...
Assassin's Creed is bullshit. They do fucking bullshit.
They do both build to that, like, all right, now we're going to do something awesome, yep. and then, well, come back next game, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. Either way, Halo 2, I have the majority of the achievements in it now, but that game starts out great and then just runs out of steam. Like that's one where you can clearly see, like, the development process was just like, just get these done now. And then... they must have had teams just working, just making levels too big. Like, I don't understand how they didn't plan it out. Where, because some levels, like even first time through, not knowing where I was going, only took me like 20 minutes. Then I hit a level like Gravemind right after that. That took me like an hour and 40 minutes.
Ugh.
And I wasn't dying excessively. I was just trying to get where I was trying to go. And it's, yeah. I don't get it. That's a game with such weird pacing.
Hmm.
But yeah, I can say I've beaten it now, and I'll do Halo 3, which is actually really good. I remember liking that game. I hope I still like it. Still looks pretty good on the Xbox One,
uh-huh.
the old 60 frames.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get to do that Warthog final level. Yeah. Good stuff.
Hmm.
Mm. Are you getting better at the warthogging or no?
Oh,
you
yeah,
just, you just
yeah, I'm way better.
Warthogs in general,
sure.
No, mm. that one just feels like it's got random stuff just falling out from underneath you. That's the huge problem with yeah. it. Hmm. I'll probably just watch a video and go, all right, he went there, and there.
Go.
Yep. So yeah,
speaking of watching a video,
Watching a video.
Yeah.
What'd you watch?
So
I've watched a few in my day.
Yeah. There's a game that came out recently. It's been on PC for a while, but it just came out for Xbox One. It's called Lifeless Planet.
Mm.
And it is the images that you look at before...
Is this not the game I was talking about? I think I talked about this game.
Did you talk about Lifeless Planet?
This is the little Russian astronaut thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I talked
about this. I probably tuned you out because I was interested in it and I didn't want to... So, okay.
I'm like... Yeah, I think that was the name of that game.
It is now on consoles.
Yes, okay. It's on Xbox One. It's a console exclusive on Xbox One.
Oh, okay.
So I've probably played the first couple hours of that, and it's strangely a 3D platformer, which I was not expecting. Kind of thought it was going to be more exploration and puzzle-y kind of stuff, mm-hmm. but it's a lot of just jump-packed jumping and land over here and get over from point A to point B and walk this tightrope and do stuff and... It's a little strange, but it.
The word I have most heard used when describing that game is boring.
I'm not bored. I'm not bored with it. I think it's
that's good.
I think the setting and the atmosphere so far is pretty interesting. Interesting enough to keep pushing me through it to be like, what's the deal with this? What's going on? Because basically, like, you were on a mission and you landed somewhere, but then you find out the Russians have also landed there, and they landed there, like, a long time ago before the Cold War ended, so they're all like, Mother Russia, we're gonna take over the planet and dominate, and it's like, that went bad. So there, it's got that interesting motif going on.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, also, you're on an alien planet, which is kind of neat, but it's lifeless. So, I don't know, it kind of feels like it needs more to do in it. There's a lot of just run through this vast empty space until you come upon something else, and then you can run around in this little thing that looks like a town for a while and just basically run up to a wall and it'll say, hey, there's a thing here. now the thing is in your inventory, and then you run over to another thing and go, now I got this, and that'll let you open the door, so you can go through the door
mm-hmm.
and go run around somewhere else.
Mm.
So it's kind of nice. It's kind of janky, but it's got a nice atmosphere to it, or lack thereof.
Ah, I get it. It's a space joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I don't know. It's interesting so far. I like games like this. Games that aren't just indie garbage. You know, that there's obviously someone who had an idea, wanted to do something cool, maybe didn't pull it off as much as they wanted to because they didn't have the money for it. But
mm-hmm. A story about my uncle. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, there's just there's an idea of something cool here. And I'm interested to see how it plays out.
Yeah.
So.
No, the ending is you suddenly kind of change the entire way you look at the entire rest of the game.
Yeah.
Kind of like Dear Esther and Gone Home and stuff. Okay. I mean, it's not the polish of either of those.
But, no, but it is sort of a walking simulator like yeah. those. It's basically run from point A to point B, find so, thing that triggers next area.
So, yeah, it's boring like Gone Home is boring. So if you're one of those people, then
right.
you don't deserve to play it. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it's not for you, and you probably, you know, wouldn't get anything out of it anyway, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Clearly.
But it's all right so far.
Well, good.
Yeah. But then, man, there's this other bullshit indie game I played. So.
All right, bullshit.
PS4 is putting stuff on sale all the time. Like, it seems like every week they're just giving shit away. And so there was this game that I'd sort of been looking at it for a while because the logo is kind of interesting and it probably ended up being like $2 or something like that. And I looked at the screenshots and I was like, oh, that looks like Wipeout. That's a great game. I should get that. And it's called Switch Galaxy Ultra.
What?
It's like the images make it look like, you know, space racing on tracks and super fast and neon-y and cool and everything. It is a futuristic trucking commerce simulator interstate travel thing.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said once I realized after playing like at least an hour of tutorials, like, wait a minute, this is just point A to point B, avoid the obstacles on a rail, get what? The color-coded pass to get through the gate.
What system is this on?
PS4.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was expecting super fast racing on these tracks in space, and it's basically space truckers, but without the fun. So.
Dwarf.
Yes, there's no dwarf in it, sadly.
Well,
No
sale.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer. It, you know, it just looked like super sharp 1080p Wipeout. You know, there's no more Wipeout it, so, but it's not, so fuck that.
Cool.
Yeah,
good story.
Yeah, thanks.
It's kind of like I did Race the Sun was the other thing they gave away for free.
Oh, right, yeah.
It looks kind of pretty, but mm-hmm. Whatever. I don't care.
Just don't care. Huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to, you know, belittle whoever made that game. I was like, oh, that's cute. Bye.
Man, you're a dick.
Well, apparently.
Jeez.
I don't know. It's like a roguelike racer. Because if you die, you start over, like, from the beginning.
That doesn't sound a lot of fun at
all.
That
sounds like an arcade game.
Yeah, kind of.
It's kind of bullshit.
Yeah. So... A game where you die, you start over at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I have one of those.
Oh, okay.
I have two of those, actually.
Oh, no.
I tried to get back into Rogue Legacy, tried to give it another shot on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't like Rogue Legacy.
Well.
I don't know why that game just does not click with me, but I kind of don't like anything about it. I hate to say that, but like I don't like how the jumping works.
It's a shame BJ's not here. He could explain how that game works.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. Like, the way he swings just doesn't feel right for me either. Like, I don't know if I keep picking the wrong type of character or what, but nothing about that game clicks with me.
I was never very enamored with it. I didn't get very far in it.
Yeah. And then I go and play Spelunky, and I'm like, all right, yeah, this game's fucking awesome. Which, ostensibly, are kind of the same game. I mean, obviously, look completely different, and Spelunky has a lot of mechanics going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, on the surface, hey, I'm jumping around, I got a real short-range way to hit things, and I'm just trying to find the exit to this area and collect as much gold as I can before I die.
Yep.
And for some reason, Spelunky, to me, does that a trillion times better. And each time I die, I'm not like, you know what? I think this game can kind of fuck off. Like it's more like, oh, man, I need to do that again. I know I can do better this run. Like, Spelunky somehow has that magic little hook that makes me go, all right, just let's try this again. Mm. Let's try one more time. Let's keep going. And Rogue Legacy does not. Maybe BJ can explain to me how he's beaten it in that and New Game Plus and not just been like, this thing sucks.
Well, I mean, BJ is not out on his own on that one. I mean, people love Rogue Legacy.
Well, that's why I got it. I'm like, you know, originally on PC and was like, man, I don't know if this is clicking with me. And maybe I was just not in the mood for it. And then, you know, try it on PS4 and try it on Vita now. And it's just like, nope, I can confirm. I don't like this game.
Yeah. I can appreciate it. I mean, I can appreciate what it's trying to do. And I get that people are getting something out of it, but it just never spoke to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's one of those crazy things that just makes me appreciate a game like Spelunky even more.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I tap that icon, I'm like, all right, this is what I needed.
Yeah.
This is what Rogue Legacy should have given me. Tap that icon. Yeah. Yeah, because Rogue Legacy has plenty of ideas I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole randomized character traits afterwards and, you know, being able to buy your upgrades if you've had a really good run previously and that sort of stuff. But yeah. But I suck at Spelunky still. Like I can barely get past the jungle area and getting the ice stuff and just suck. And knowing the reason I went back to it is also like I watched somebody set like some kind of world record. Somebody had a video where this guy, I don't know what he was doing, but he used the teleporter thing in Spelunky and he beat the game in like a minute and 47 seconds.
Like the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like he used the big tiki head and he was like teleporting out of the way. I don't know how. I think it's one of those things like, you know, like if you were to sit down and watch somebody just speed run through Dark Souls, you'd be like, I don't even understand what this guy's doing right now. Like, I don't understand any of this.
Well, but, like that guy that does the Mario or Super Mario Brothers 3 thing in like 8 minutes, 9 minutes, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I didn't even realize it was the thing that if you kept bouncing on enemies, you would eventually get one ups.
Yep.
Like, it's just like, it's like 100 points, 200 points, 300 points, 400 points, gets to 1,000. It's like, fuck it, here, have a one up. And that guy's just like, bing, 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 bing.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not even hitting mushrooms and he ends the game with like 99 lives.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
yeah, like speedrun people still amaze me. Just amazing to know a game that well and know like the pixel to be on for all that sort of stuff. But yeah, that made me want to play Spelunky and maybe still want to like figure out how all those things work in that game.
Yeah, I went down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. How far have you gotten in that game?
I got to the last world.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, besides the hidden bonus worlds.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I was trying to open up the Tunnel Man shortcuts.
Oh.
Yeah. The last one can fuck right off.
Yeah.
Seriously. Carry the key from the first level to the last level.
Well.
And give it to him.
I just keep throwing,
or you know, through past the ice level, carry it there. Yeah,
I know.
That's kind of some horseshit. Anyway,
yeah.
So I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole. I'm not gonna lie.
Uh oh.
Time to confess my sins. Some things that I've done. I'm not sure I'm proud of them, but here I go. I was offered a key to the beta. Heroes of the Storm.
HOTS.
If you don't know, that's Blizzard's MOBA.
Oh dear.
Where all Blizzard HOT properties converge into a multi-online battle arena.
Oh, you mean Dota?
Yeah. Which, by the way,
all that's, the HOT Blizzard characters.
Yeah, you mean League.
Huh?
LOL.
You mean
LOL.
League of Legends.
Yeah, well, the funniest thing about it is, like, you do understand that multiplayer online battle arenas came from Warcraft 3, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That was the joke.
The original Dota, yeah.
That's the joke.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just making sure not everybody knows this.
I know.
So yeah, I've tried Dota. I've tried LOL. I've tried the old original Dota and Dota 2.
What you think of HOTS?
HOTS is really good.
Uh-oh.
I think I finally get it. Like, I think it's finally the game that makes me get it. Like, I, you know, it's one of those things.
It only makes sense Blizzard would be the ones to crack that code for.
Yeah. First off, it feels far more approachable. You have a little bit, like if you've played the Blizzard games, you have a little bit of knowledge of what the characters are.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is this like Warcraft and Starcraft and Diablo characters running around?
Yep, and even the Lost Vikings.
Weird.
That is weird.
Hoping Blackthorn's going to be in there eventually, but yeah. Not so far.
Hmm.
Old school.
super old school.
Before I talk too much about that, let me talk about the rest of the rabbit hole. Because HOTS is really good, and I want to talk about where else I've gone with this. I also decided to try Infinite Crisis, which is the DC one that they've made. It's free to play as well.
It's a DC MOBA?
Yeah, DC MOBA. Like DC Comics.
Okay.
Did not know that.
I didn't think it was like a Washington DC MOBA.
I was just, you know, sometimes I feel like I get too crazy with the acronyms and stuff. I'm step back and say what I mean. And my thoughts here were like, okay, I like Heroes of the Storm. Let me see what happens when I translate it to, I absolutely know these characters, you know, like it's just going to be like second nature of like, I don't need to learn their powers. It makes sense. Give me batarangs. Give me heat vision, you know, give me Green Lantern-y ring powers. I'm going to get this. But you immediately see why Blizzard is Blizzard and why everybody else is not in polish.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem with that is like, not only does it not feel done, like it's just something they're like, man, we can milk this for like the next 5 years. Kind of like how Marvel Heroes, the free to play game, felt at first.
Right.
Now it's actually just feels like oversaturated with too much shit. Like it feels similar to that because like not only do you have the DC characters and they're going to dole them out as something you can buy / unlock with in game currency, which is not, by the way, is not that hard to earn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like one of those things like, oh, well, if you want this, you could spend 20 hours or just give us 99 cents. It's not that bad.
Right.
Just playing the game normally will give you some decent amount of cash, and in a couple games, you can buy a new hero.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But they're doing the Infinite Universe thing. So not only is there Batman, there's Gaslight Batman and Nightmare Batman and all these other things. And like what's out there right now is barely anyone you actually want to play. Like regular plain-ass hour Batman, not there yet. No Batgirl. I think Robin might be there. Like, there's a whole bunch of people missing that aren't even available characters yet.
That's strange.
And that's like they started with, like, offshoots. Like, you can play the Gotham by Gaslight version of Batman now, but not regular-ass Batman. So, needless to say, I didn't play it very long. I was like, that's cute. It's weird because, like, a lot of the voice actors are carried over from Injustice, for good or bad. You know, there may be certain people who might have voiced Green Lantern that you're going to roll your eyes if I say their name, but they're back. You know, like...
Who was it?
It's Adam Baldwin did Green Lantern and Injustice.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like that
he probably did a good job. That guy's just an asshole.
Right. But I mean, you know, it's like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if they were just having a similar casting session or they just were like, you've been in here before. Come here, do this again. Because like, it seemed like all the voices were the same.
Yeah.
I
think a lot of those guys get under contract for those voices because like they'll go do the Lego games.
Yeah, I think he has done Green Lantern and a couple other things. Okay. So, but what's weird, so is Nathan Fillion. He's done Green Lantern and some of the animated ones. So.
Weird.
It's strange. Huh. So I was like, all right, that's all well and good. And I kind of like, we were going to do something. I mean, full disclosure, we were going to do a little bit something different with this episode. We weren't going to talk about what games we played per se, other than, you know, I know what games you loaned me and I've loaned him, things like that. We weren't going to, you know, just like talk too much about the games. We were going to kind of keep it back to the surprises like how we used to.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of let the cat out of the bag a little bit about that I was playing MOBA things with Mackie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, oh, so like everyone's playing on mobiles. And I was like, MOBA. And I was like, that actually could be really good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the way that these games play, a touchscreen interface might actually be really good. So I went in a search for them and I don't know. We're going to do Mobile Corner in a minute, but I'll just say that I tried another one on the iOS called Vainglory. It seems to be I think it's the one they were like showing off whatever the hell new iOS, like look at the graphics we can now. I think it's the one they were showing off at the last launch or whatever, but
okay.
It seems to be like the most popular one, but I'll talk more about that in a minute. I do want to talk about HOTS though. Heroes of the Storm.
HOTS.
So first off, I fired up the game and like the tutorial section, like really helps you understand how you're supposed to play a MOBA first off, which I mean, I kind of understood anyway, but this like actually even kind of nailed it in a little bit better about the leveling up system and you know, you're not just supposed to run and attack and be crazy, you know? So they did a pretty magnificent job with that. And then like, it just really eases you into everything. Like, I mean, the very first match I played, we won. We did really well. Like, there was very little communication. It's just kind of like, it just, like, eases you right into, like, this is how you play and this is how you win, mm-hmm. and you should probably do that. And I honestly see exactly what it is why this is an addictive thing. Like, because, I mean, you were talking about, like, oh, I don't necessarily want to go back to Bloodborne because I'm going to have to commit 3 hours and I might die again and mm-hmm. I'll be back right where I might be in worse shape because I might have dropped more blood shards or whatever, or soul cubes or...
My health.
Yeah, whatever
health
they are.
Health files.
Health files. I may have dropped all of these things here and now, you know, I'm even worse.
Soul glow.
Yeah, the soul glows. Yeah. But, like, this is, like, your typical, like, Heroes of the Storm game, 10, 20 minutes max.
Oh, you're speaking my language.
Yeah, that's a lot more appealing than what I've heard about Dota.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, I think the longest match that was, like, kind of a good back and forth was, like, 20 minutes. Like, most of them, like, they can be over in about 10. Mm-hmm. And so it's just kind of like that thing. It's like, fire this up. All right, play one. You know, you're going to be waiting, like, 2 minutes to find a game or whatever. Yeah, actually, I take that back. It's still in beta. I'm sure when it's out, that's not going to be the case. Yeah. But right now, it's like waiting about 2 minutes and you're in a game. And honestly, I've lost one game. I'm not saying like I'm really good. It's just it's that accessible,
mm-hmm.
and it's really fun. Characters are fun, you know, fun abilities and things like that. I mean, you can just pick somebody that, you know, if you've played any Blizzard game, you can pick somebody that you know. And, you know, again, they're reasonable to pay or unlock in the game or give them money. They have starter. I gave him $5. I bought the starter pack. Came with like 3 people and some costumes and shit. I was just like, that'll be a good start. Like, just like it says.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm probably not going to give them any more actual real money.
Good. No mas.
Yeah.
No mas.
But yeah, I guess we'll just transition right into Mobile Corner.
Okay.
I might have more Tales of Hots once it actually comes out. We'll see how many people I've unlocked, but I've been favoring the character called
Elite. And if you get sworn at.
Huh? If I get sworn at. Actually, the community seems to be very good so far. Like all, I think League of Legends supposedly has the worst community.
That's what I've heard.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're the most entrenched in being assholes to
pretty
each
much.
Other.
Like if you don't do exactly like while you're playing in pickup groups and then bitching about it. Like if you're that awesome, go join a thing mm-hmm. where you play with the same 4 people every time. Dickhead.
Nah, I think I kicked out for being dicks.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Dickhead.
Yeah. Richard Head. I've been playing. I like Raynor, Jim Raynor from StarCraft. It's a pretty good character, and I like ETC or AKA the Elite Tauren Chieftain.
Okay,
it's kind of a little Blizzard joke. So,
mm-hmm.
good one.
Yeah, it's a ongoing. It's actually their band. It's like some of the Blizzard programmers' band is Elite Tauren Chieftain.
Oh. I thought you meant the characters had been banned from play.
No, huh? Band, yeah, as in musical rock band.
Oh, okay,
so he has like a. He has a big axe that he actually plays like a guitar and stuff.
Yeah. Cool.
Let me talk about Vanguard.
You eat?
What?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
You mentioned Rock Band.
I did. I thought we were going to jump into Mobile Corner now. All right, we can translate.
It's like a quick diversion.
All right.
Rock Band.
What? All right.
Rock Band 4.
You said the words, and Mackie and I looked at each other like, we could segue into Rock Band.
Oh, okay.
Rock Band 4.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So, I was talking to Elite Tauren Chieftain. And
if that's in Rock Band 4.
Probably isn't. I'll play
it. This won't take long. The IGN has been releasing all kinds of Rock Band 4 information this month, including a hot hour of pre-alpha gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
That thing looks like Rock Band.
Yeah. They are redesigning nothing as far as like the actual playing of the songs.
As far as we know, they said multiple times it is pre-alpha. Like this is just something they scraped together to.
If they're putting it out this year.
Yeah, I know.
That game looks like that.
I know.
It looks identical to Rock Band 3 I know. And 2 yeah. and 1.
Yes. Yeah, it does.
It's another Rock Band.
Yeah.
You know, on the other side of the scale, you got Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
Doing their full motion video. Thing where the crowd reacts to how you're playing and that
could be interesting.
It shows a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I will say that. It feels like they're doing something new. Whereas
didn't Guitar Hero always outsell Rock Band, generally speaking?
Generally speaking,
Yes.
Like first, it's just that bullshit first to market, like brand name recognition.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, it was the brand name thing, really.
Yeah. And
I don't know if people realize, like, oh, I've already got this guitar.
Yeah.
Why am I going to have to buy a new one to play? Yeah. Well, no. Or am I going to buy a new one to play Rock Band?
Yeah.
You know, people don't fucking know.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks the same. It sounds like all the DLC is coming over. But like it, they've said multiple times, like, you're going to be able to play this as long as it wasn't Rock Band Network, I believe.
Yeah, they kind of, I mean, they, someone asked, like, I'd sent in a question and then someone asked it right before they took my question. But they were like, yeah, that thing was built on the whole 360 XNA structure and that thing doesn't exist. So they kind of said, like, hey, if the community wants to, you know, emulate it somehow, we'll take a look at it, but that's so far down on their priority list.
But I thought, like, Rock Band Network was still up and going. Like,
it
now,
is. It is.
On the 360?
Yeah.
Wait, so there was no Rock Band Network on the PlayStation?
360 was the primary platform for it, and then they would take songs and port them over. But, like, the PlayStation 3 still doesn't have all the Rock Band Network songs that the Xbox does.
Oh.
It's no weird. Idea. It was a weird splinter group, and they were just like, it was like indie song. It was just like the indie community making Rock Band songs. It was totally bizarre.
All right.
But yeah, so that stuff's not porting over. So say goodbye to the Touch. Say goodbye to St. Elmo's Fire.
No, we'll not buy.
Say goodbye to that whole.
Goodbye to Brody Quest.
St. Elmo's Fire was a Rock Band Network one?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does.
I had fun singing that one.
Yeah.
Goodbye to, you know, yeah, so many good things.
All, man. The Pac-Man Fever.
Yeah.
That whole album.
No Brody Quest. No sale.
Yeah.
I'm taking a stand.
They improved the drums as far as the special fill sections go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, some drum,
like, they still
features.
Kept the notes on there, so you can kind of, they kind of have like almost like what looked like a suggested
mm-hmm.
set of things, which they needed. Because a lot of times it was just people going, ting. And then you get messed up at the end because your timing was off.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, I mean, and the vocals, I still, for the life of me, cannot figure out how, like, they're like, well, you can improv and do whatever you want. And it's like, well, if you're supposed to be singing in the same key, like, how does that work?
They didn't do a good job explaining that. It seems like you can, if you're singing as intended, you're probably getting one score. You can probably not fail entirely by just vamping your way through it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just either go in a different octave or just scream it or just, you know, skiddly bop bop or, you know, whatever you want to do to get through
it. Oh, you can Michael Bublé.
Yeah. So they weren't exactly demonstrating exactly how that was working. They were doing it. Like, the singer was fucking up and it would say, like, nice improv. And it's like, well, was it? So
is it?
That stuff needs to be worked out. What I liked, what I think is the coolest thing that they've shown so far is this feature that pops up while you're playing, like in a band, like with all your friends and stuff. First of all, it's got a countdown. So like if you've got a long stretch of silence, it tells you how long before notes start coming at you again, which is always good because like as soon as I saw a stretch of silence, I would just fucking look around and not pay attention. But during that time, it pops up like a multiple choice thing for your next song, like vote on the next song. But it's not just song choices. It's like pick a short song from 1982, pick a Pearl Jam song, and then it'll be like a couple of songs that you actually know. So it's like it's kind of giving you your songs in a different way. So that you're not necessarily always picking things that you know you have.
Yeah.
So it's like a random vote kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. And it just keeps like this gig that you're playing going on and on and on. So you're not you're not always going back to a select screen. Everyone's fighting over a song.
I guess I get that. That's kind of cool.
I think about how much time we spent at T. Strell's house going, what are we going to play next?
Yeah. And this is just
and somebody
like,
goes, welcome home. And I go, fuck you.
Yeah.
Play something else.
Yeah. So I thought this was an interesting way to get around that and just keeps you in the game. Like, you can never go back to a menu if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So.
But it definitely sounds like more of what Rock Band is.
Yeah.
So.
All right, coming up next, it's Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, it's Hotel California.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, for better or worse.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear the DLC is coming over. They were very cagey about stuff like the Ion drum kit working.
Yeah.
That worried me a lot as someone who spent all that money on that thing and has it currently sitting in a box in the garage.
Here's the thing. It seemed like they were playing a PS4 build. They said they were using PS3 instruments. So I don't think there's any problem with Sony. There's probably a problem with Microsoft.
God damn it.
Microsoft is probably being Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
So They just can't say, yeah, your like ion said, drums are going
to
work.
All they're going to they're going to make an ion drum set for the Xbox One and PS4. I can almost guarantee it, because Ion's just a company.
Mm-hmm.
All it needs is a brain.
Sure.
Somebody's going to make a new brain. Worst case, you're going to have to buy a brain.
Yeah.
They're like $100.
Buy a brain.
$100 still.
I know. I'm just...
Buy a brain.
Buy a brain.
I mean, you could buy a brain and turn that into a MIDI drum set, you know?
Yeah. Totally.
I mean, actual, like, you know, go on stage with thing.
Yeah. Almost did it at one point, but no.
Yeah.
But then I realized I don't need to go down that rabbit hole, too.
Yeah.
Mm.
They announced some songs, including the most requested, Avenged Sevenfold, which really, just please, fuck right off with that.
Yeah.
God.
There's a most requested?
They said the Avenged Sevenfold song was one of the most requested songs they've ever had. So it's
cool.
They were happy to confirm it's in the game. The Who, The Seeker was in there, which I guess was in like Guitar Hero at some point.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, I think so.
All the Who songs in Rock Band, and that one wasn't in there. They actually said that during the stream. They're like, well, we don't have this song. They're like, what? Put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Spin Doctors.
Yeah. The other Spin Doctors.
Yeah. Right, the other song.
So the Trolls won that day.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing, was actually seeing people like, this song's in there. Well, fuck Rock Band. And like, not being jokey about it either.
Oh, yeah.
Being like, no.
No sale.
Yeah. Like, I might not
set
buy
fire
this game.
To this. Yeah. Wow. Really, guys? You could just skip the song.
Yeah, seriously. Littlest can't be wrong.
Yeah. Give it the thumbs down if you really.
Yeah.
The game had that option.
Just don't vote for it.
But yeah. But we're getting that fucking game. That's a given.
Oh, yes.
And you've ordered Guitar Hero as well.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I like the. I really like what they're doing with it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is coming from someone who just flat out does not like Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
But
I don't necessarily like Guitar Hero either.
But a new guitar meant no sale.
Yeah.
If I can't use it with Rock Band, I'm not getting it.
I totally understood that. But like, the deal at Best Buy was like, that guitar basically ended up being like $7.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, whatever. I'll just not get Starbucks that week.
Yeah.
And have a piece of plastic sitting in my house for all eternity. So
don't ever move, Chuck.
I know.
That's what I'm telling you right now. That is when you learn how much plastic stuff you own.
Yep.
Is when you move.
Yep.
So anyway.
Yeah. Hey, I have a Tony Hawk ride skateboard behind you if you want that.
Yeah.
Y'all
those guys are making it into Tony Hawk game.
Y'all fuckers made me take that when I moved.
Well, it's important.
It was part of the
decor.
Good coaster.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, Tony Hawk 5.
Yeah.
Announced.
Wait, 5?
Yeah,
it's like
Pro Skater
27.
Pro
they're
Skater
calling
5.
It Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5.
How?
Because there never was a 5. They
went
like Thug.
They went from 4 to Thug to
Proving Ground.
But then wasn't there
Thug 2?
Wasn't there 8?
Yeah, Project 8.
Yeah, but there was never a Pro Skater 5.
Oh my
God. So that's what they're calling it. But problem is, it's the Robomoto guys who did like the HD remake
and Ride and
Shred,
yeah.
Which were not. None of those were good.
Mm-mm.
Like, the timing was never quite right.
Sounds like they've got a Tony Hawk in them somewhere. They love it a lot, apparently. They're trying to get it right. Maybe this will be the time.
Man, I hope so.
We all have a little Tony Hawk inside of us.
Mm.
You sure
what does your
do?
Tony Hawk say?
Let me out, I'm Tony Hawk. Yeah. I've been in here for 900 years. I just want to skate. I was in Gleam in the Cube.
He was in Gleam. I remember
Yeah,
that.
He's saying that all the time.
Yeah.
It's really irritating to hear him screaming from inside me. I was in Gleam in the Cube.
All right.
Vainglory.
Move on to Mobile Corner.
No, Vainglory. That's where we were starting with the whole mobile thing. We'll start that kickoff Mobile Corner.
Yeah.
Vainglory. Yeah, it's, I thought like mobiles on a mobile would be fun. That one's not it. It is pretty. I will say it's an amazing game that it looked that good on a, mm-hmm. I don't know, I was playing on an iPad. It didn't really matter, but, it's just not
what you want.
No. It's just hard, you know, when you like, it's kind of like, you know, now I feel like for whatever reason, I'm chasing the dragon of like, I have WoW, but I could go play, I want to play a different MMO.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why? You know, like, why, you know?
Yeah.
Now they're not putting HOTS on tablets or anything like that. They did move Hearthstone out there.
Yeah, I was going to mention, I
Hearthstone's a different animal.
I did kind of play a little bit more Hearthstone. That's a pretty good little game, too.
Yeah.
But that one's a lot harder, too. That one feels a lot less accessible. I mean, HOTS is like, this is the MOBA that you've been waiting for to get into all this shit. It mm-hmm. just feels like they're putting a lot of cards behind it. Like, that's not a Hearthstone joke. Like, it just feels like they're like, you know, MOBAs are the shit right now. We want in on this, you know, make it happen. And mm-hmm. it feels like the intro for Heroes of the Storm alone. I might have to make you guys watch this when we're done. It's pretty fucking awesome. Like, we're talking, like, you know, squealy guitars and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, all fuck right. Yeah, whatever this game is, like, give me it now.
Blizzard knows that stuff, yeah, man.
So, I don't know. Just Vainglory, I don't know. It's just too damn slow. Like, I mean, I know it's, like, pretty, but, like, the characters actually move slow, and that's, it was a problem for me.
Hmm.
Like, just, like, it was, like, it shouldn't be a big deal. Like, and one of the things they do in Heroes of the Storm is, like, your character can mount, you know, like, get it, you know, summon a mount, and so you can get around faster.
Establish dominance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And get around faster.
Yeah, and get around faster. This one is just like you're just a person walking around. So, like, you can teleport back to their home base to heal up and shop and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, then you have to very slowly walk back to where you were. And it's like, that's not fun.
Nah.
Whereas Heroes of Storm, it's just like, fuck yeah, teleport back. I'm right back, you know, 10 seconds later, I'm back in the fight. Let's go. Mm. Let's go. Do this.
Fuck
yeah.
Yeah. I played a game called Hellrider.
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 Hellrider. You're a motorcycle rider in hell.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
However, it's somewhat like, kind of like Swing Copters, but not randomized the way Swing Copters is. It's basically, you're always moving, and you're trying to collect things as you go.
Yeah.
But when you tap the screen, you change your direction, and you're either going diagonal, like, if you think about it, you're either going diagonal left or diagonal right, but you're always moving, and you end up doing these zigzag patterns, but you're always, you have to keep tapping to keep your guy on the middle of the screen, because you're scrolling either left or right, and it changes direction. Sometimes you're going vertically, sometimes you're going to the right, sometimes the left, sometimes down. It's randomized as you enter new zones. You're trying to collect stuff as you go, and eventually you meet a boss who's throwing bombs behind him, and there's a certain, like, when bombs have a green arrow on top of them, you can pick them up and throw them at that boss to knock him out.
Okay.
It's pretty cool, and I like the system they have in it, in that, I mean, I'm assuming you could buy stuff, but, like, if you get to, you know, the eighth zone, the way you save the checkpoint is you just watch an ad for, like, 30 seconds for some other mobile app, of course.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So, but best. I mean, but to me, I'd rather have something like that than basically like, all right, give us $1 and you can save your place, you know?
Yeah, that's
good. And then, and whatever one you've gotten to, it's saved forever. It's not like, all right, you saved it this time. Oh, now you're back. I guess you got to start from the beginning. No, they don't do any of that. It's
I like that there's like somewhere, that's like the little Tony Hawk inside the game. Just
That's the back. Microtransaction voice. Oh,
that's Microtransaction Hawk.
Yeah,
he's the shitty Hawk brother.
Yeah,
fuck that guy.
Mike Rotransaction.
Oh, actually, he's Micro Transaction Weasel.
Yeah.
I like that. Micro.
Eh?
Yeah, that is a dirty job.
Yeah. I mean, it looks fun, and I like it. It's nice and colorful, and it's one of those that really, you know, it's one of those perfect little mobile things where it only takes a little bit of time. It doesn't have daily, hey, check in and get this, all that garbage. So I liked it. It's simple and it's free. And if you watch an ad, you know, so you gave up 30 seconds doing something else, not looking at your phone, and you got a checkpoint or whatever. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have a mobile thing?
Because
I have a mobile question.
Oh, a mobile question?
Yeah.
Ooh. How do you fix screen that's broken?
Yeah, how do you fix a broken screen? No. So I noticed that you had downloaded a thing that I had also downloaded. And I don't get it.
Uh-oh.
I don't get the Star Wars digital trading card collecting app thing.
Oh, that bullshit
thing,
yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
It seems like super gamey when you're in it. It's like, go over here and do this and talk to your friends and they will send you shit and you can do things over here and spend coins. And it's like, what on earth is happening in this thing? It's just, here's 10,000 free coins. Go buy packs. Open up some packs and you've got cards, and it's just like, I've got cards now. They don't do anything.
I think it's like trying to grab that collector mentality of like buying baseball cards.
Yeah.
But like, I don't actually have any friends that care about baseball cards near me.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I get the social aspect of that. I mean, that's like one of the things that got me into like Magic originally. It was like, oh, wait, I can play a game instead of just fucking collecting little paper cards.
Yeah.
And we can still have this interaction of like, oh, you have this, but I don't. And let's trade.
Right.
I think it's just supposed to capitalize on that.
Okay.
I mean, it's It's weird. I'm not going to say it's dumb. It's just it feels dumb now. Like, I mean, if that makes sense. It's, and also the fact that it's not physical. I mean, maybe I am just old school, and like, if I were going to collect Star Wars cards, which I have no desire to do,
right?
I would want a physical thing to touch and feel, and that new card pack smell, you right. know? Like, I don't know. It's just, I'm not saying yeah. it's dumb. It's just not for me.
A digital collection of anything feels odd.
Yeah.
If it doesn't serve like a purpose of being something fun, if it's yeah. just a digital thing that just exists, like, I mean, granted, I'm someone who has never understood baseball cards, why anyone would care. Because a comic book, you know, it has a story, you sure. can read it, you know, that sort of thing. But
baseball cards are literally like a baseball just a card is literally like, numbers. Hey,
yeah, a picture and stats.
Right.
And I know, unless you got Raleigh fingers with an awesome mustache.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Guy's dope. I mean, I don't even know what I thought it was going to be when I downloaded it, but I thought it was maybe going to be something like you go into Burger King and it's like your phone knows you're there and you get the Burger King card and now, you know, you've got that. But it just seems like super video gamey once you open it up, but it's not actually. It's a lot of things peppering you for your attention.
Yeah. It was deleted off my phone within an hour.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
That's why you didn't answer my friend request. Oh,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
That wasn't why, Chuck.
Oh.
Yeah. There was only one card.
That's when you were shuffling me.
Yeah. I was collecting it.
Oh, my God.
All right. I just had that question. I didn't get it. I don't hate it. So
do you anything with it aside from just opening
it? I don't even know why you brought it up. It's not a game.
It seems so not close to Supercard. It's like yeah. all these cards now.
Carding simulator.
Fight the cards.
Not a game.
Why can't I make this card eat that card?
All right.
Invalidated.
Yeah.
All right. So you did bring up Star Wars.
Yes, I did.
Ah.
Pinball FX2 put out Star Wars Rebels Table.
See what I
that's
did?
That's a great segue. Let's do that.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not their best table, but that one's pretty fun.
I
feel cool being one of the first three people on True Achievements to get the achievement in that game.
Well, there you go.
It was awesome. But yeah. Now, I don't know anything about Star Wars Rebels. So were those the voices from the show or was it more...
I'm pretty sure that
Zen
was.
Zen Studios, Goofy.
I'm pretty sure that was Freddie Prinze Jr. I was hearing.
All right.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Because, man, they're superhero voices. Jesus Christ.
Wait, they have Jesus Christ as a voice?
Yes. Marvel's Jesus Christ.
That's a good get.
Yeah.
His pinball is something else, let me tell you.
But, yeah, like the Avengers Ultron table.
Yeah.
The voices on that are pretty embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. No Spader?
Again. No. It's a... I don't even remember Ultron on that table, like if he says anything.
Mm.
And he probably doesn't even say it sarcastically, so nah. It's not the same.
All I know is that main Marvel voice on every table is the same dude.
Yeah, that so one guy.
Any table, like whatever the hero is of that table, it's that guy.
Hey, Jarvis, let's go and do something today.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I was not a fan of the Ultron table, really.
Mm. I barely played it. I bought it, like, and then I was like, oh, I'm not going to start this up until I see the movie. Because I doubt there's a spoiler, but there might be, and I made it this far, so I didn't, and I haven't gone back. I will say I'm completely caught up on pretty much all tables, Pinball FX and Arcade.
Oh yeah, you bought all the seasons for Pinball Arcade too, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
On Steam.
Uh huh. Because now that there's DirectX, it's like fuck the consoles. Like I don't think sound works over here.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like Steam is like. Free, you know, I mean, it's do what you want there, you know, and consoles are gonna be like, we fucked up a deal and now Sony took them off the store,
right?
Yeah. I don't like that. Like that can happen.
360, they only just now put out like season 2 from like 3 years ago. It only just came out.
I know. That's what I mean.
Kickstarter, they're like, if you back 360, here's your table.
I finally got my Twilight Zone table.
I gave up and got it on PlayStation, I believe, because I was like, I'm sick of waiting.
Yeah.
Like, it's never coming to 360, so I'm not even going to bother
with
that.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I can't see Steam radically changing their policies, right. But.
Yeah, the garbage on Steam. That pinball is going to be one of the last things to get ditched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that it's gone DirectX 11, it's like, it looks just like the one in the PS4 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. My only problem with season 3 and 4 is it's half the tables for the same price, which is kind of not cool.
Well, I mean, they are doing some higher quality tables. I mean, like name brand wise. I mean, like you're getting the Dracula and the Phantom of the Opera one. I mean,
and they were a lot of the two packs were like pulling a table from the Williams collection, mm-hmm. you know, and just like gussying it up a little here it bit. Is again. So yeah,
gussying up. I like that.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
But yeah, I mean, like they didn't try to do a Kickstarter for things like Dracula. It was just like, yeah, whatever. Here, here's
Dracula. Just well, like...
here's Winona Ryder sex noise. Go for it. It's all yours.
Callback. But yeah, of the Pinball FX tables, Rebels is definitely the one to get. You can probably skip Ultron unless you really care about.
That Rebels table looks really good. I mean, I didn't. I don't think I played enough to like get all of the, I don't know, the nuances. But
yeah, well, I like the background area that's like around it is pretty fun looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the character's cool. I mean, it seemed like all the right people for doing voices. So
yeah,
and Steve Bloom as the Chewbacca looking dude. I don't know, the alien, big alien dude, right. Steve Bloom.
I don't know anything about Star Wars Rebels, so take your word for it.
All right.
All right. All right. But speaking of pinball.
Yeah.
We went to a pinball convention.
Fuck yeah, we did.
It was here in our town.
Yes, it was.
Jack's Arcade Expo. Woo! 2015.
Yeah. We played pinball there.
Yeah.
And video games.
And video games, actually.
We did quite well at video games, actually.
Yeah. I was only able to go Friday night,
uh-huh.
so I didn't see what the weekend turnout was, but it was pretty, there was a pretty decent crowd on Friday.
Yeah.
There were a lot of different tables, like you know, a lot of these things, you know, when we went to Game Warp, it was like, all right, this table's here again. This, you know, there was, it was probably like 50%, okay, here's what we had last year, and mm-hmm. then the other 50% was like, here's some stuff you probably haven't played before.
Yep.
This one felt like 3/4 of it was new stuff. It felt like there were very few holdovers from the year before, which was kind of refreshing to me.
For me,
like, as far as the pinball machines went.
Yes, absolutely.
Arcade machines.
Same fucking arcade
machines. Yeah, we're pretty much, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
Anyone that's holding on to arcade machines at this point, it's because they're iconic and or something you can't play at home.
Yeah. They're like art deco at this point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I mean, you know, it's hard to play certain arcade games at home properly.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but they're like, there.
Yeah.
Tron, yeah, that's usually there.
Mm-hmm.
Sinistar, yeah, usually there.
Yeah. But, yeah, they had to move it this year. Last year it was in January. This year it was in, you know, May. And it just seemed to hit on the busiest weekend for local things and national sports things and international box office sensation things, and it just seemed like
an international boxing sensation
things. Yeah, it just all the things were happening during the show, and Saturday was not the crowd that it was the year before. Like Saturday the year before, usually on Saturdays you go to these things, and Saturdays are the day that we go and chill out. Like we leave like in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and we'll go back later when the fucking crowd thins out.
Yeah,
didn't have that problem this year.
No,
I
actually got really tired because I was like, yeah, we didn't really get our kind of like siesta here.
Yeah.
Like where it's just like, oh, there's too many fucking people here.
Yeah. We go off and have a crazy dinner and, you know,
yeah,
play
card games
and stuff.
Friday night, I was like, I've played every table.
Yep.
I've played every machine here. I was even playing arcade machines. I'm like, oh, I'll play these because, you know, I haven't played Donkey Kong Jr. in a while.
Because like last year in Atlanta, when they were shutting it down on Sunday, you and I were running around machine to machine trying to get to the ones that hadn't been turned off yet, like must play all the pinball mm-hmm. before they should kick us out. And I left this one Sunday, like halfway through it. It was just like, I've kind of done everything I want to do here. I'm going to go run some errands or do some laundry or something. I'm done. It just, there was never that crowd of.
Well, like I said, I think the mid break is what usually helps like that.
Sure.
To Saturday, it was just like, it's too damn busy. It's time to go
fuck
off for a few hours and do something else.
Yeah.
This one was just like, oh, all right, I'm just legs jelly, still playing.
They enticed us to stay with an 80s party, laser light show, and
I'm bummed I missed that.
Don't be.
Pretty sweet.
It was all right.
No.
Whatever one track they were playing of all the 80s songs set to the exact same beat was pretty good.
Yeah.
So.
Nobody was partying.
We had our customary tournament.
No one was partying.
We had our customary tournament again. I posted my scores Friday night because I knew I wasn't going to be back all weekend.
This didn't feel like a proper tournament.
I know.
We didn't do it the way we usually do it, which is all of us gather around a machine taking turns. This was like, get in when you can, and we'll just write down scores and stuff. So
don't
feel bad.
That up,
but... Hey, don't asterisk my victory.
No, no, you still have a clean victory.
Yeah, right.
Because you fucking destroyed everyone's scores.
Yeah, we played the Getaway.
Uh-huh.
Was it High Speed 2?
High Speed 2.
High Speed 2.
That, the Getaway.
Man, there's a big part of me that wishes we'd pulled our money and bought that machine.
It's a good table.
Because that machine was in great shape. I didn't even know
that was a possibility. I would have
done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, man, that is such a fun, just play field. Everything about it is cool.
Yep.
I really like that.
I still have that guy's number.
Yeah, we should. I can't even go down that road right now. But yeah, that. So you apparently just demolished all of us.
Oh, it wasn't even close.
I don't remember what I had.
Yes. Yeah.
He had like four times the closest score or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But then, of course, like a few hours later, BJ had posted a score that beat that, and he was cursing everyone. So. Mm-hmm. Whatever, dude.
Mm-hmm. That's how it goes, man.
Yeah.
It's when it counts, don't count.
Hey, I still had another game I could have played. I posted a score of the first game.
Yeah, you were just like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm done.
You dropped the mic.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, someone beat that. I'll play my second one, but right now I'm done.
Yeah. And they also had a console room.
Yeah, they did.
The side, like,
well, it was baby room on one day.
Yeah,
for 2 days it was console room. The third day it was weird.
Yeah, but I mean, it was. I remember walking into that room and being like, me in 1991 would have murdered somebody to have everything in this room, because there's like a Neo Geo in there, and you know there was a Saturn in there. There was
the Sega Genesis. There was Tower
the Genesis
power.
With the 32X, and just like all these old systems that were just awesome.
Yep.
All throughout the room. And they had a Geometry Wars tournament on a 360 there.
Yeah, they did.
That was basically the demo game for Geometry Wars 2, which is like, you get a 3-minute limit, just whatever you do.
Yeah.
So Chuck and I went back and forth playing the fuck out of this thing, because one guy posted a score. I'm like, well, I can beat that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
So I beat that motherfucker.
Yes, you did.
And then Chuck, he's like, yeah, I kind of beat you.
Yep.
I was like, oh, is that a fact?
Which I shouldn't have said. I should have just been like, yes, I don't know what happened in there.
Yeah.
I realize my mistake now with scores with you.
What? Was letting me... Oh, notifying,
don't tell you.
Don't ever tell me.
Don't, yeah. Don't tell you. You certainly wait. Don't taunt you.
You have to wait till he goes out of town and then cheat on Fallout 3. This is how you do it. Don't you know?
Yeah.
Fucking Machiavellian over here.
Remember that happening.
Yeah. Yeah. He's out of town. But, take all the 2K sports games.
So,
do them all.
So Chuck posted a score higher than me. And you didn't even have to tell me. I went back in there and looked. And I'm like, oh, that son of a bitch. And then I realized, like, after I posted the score, you were standing in the doorway watching me.
Yeah.
And I was like, get over there and beat it.
I was like, I can't beat that score.
Yeah. I had a pretty good run. And then the guy who actually organized it just obliterated my score, doubled it.
Well, he was the one, he had at some point had doubled my score, which at the time was the top score.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, someone came in and doubled my score. I can't do it. I'm out.
Yeah.
And then you went back in and found out that dude was the one who posted the score. He didn't write it down on the score log.
Yeah.
So you were like, I'm going to beat a score. That was me standing in the doorway like, whoa. Yeah.
And there was also a Tetris tournament, but that was just like a fool's errand because
just those play like, Tetris forever.
Yeah, those Tetris games, you could be there for fucking 45 minutes straight.
Yeah, yeah, that seemed like bad planning.
They should have set that up like you start at level 9. You start at one of the speed levels and just go from there.
Yeah, because the Geometry Wars thing was a perfect 3 minutes, get your score, write it down, and you're done.
It wasn't even like the full Geometry Wars. Wasn't it like the demo?
It was the demo for the game.
Geometry Wars 2.
But basically that one level is always a 3 minute
timed
thing. So
yeah. And really, like, dying really sets you back.
Yeah.
Like if you can get through it with as few deaths as possible, you're going to rack up a big score.
Yeah.
Because everything has to build up to suddenly having the spire, you know, the black holes and all the centipede snake guys going around and all that.
Yeah. Totally.
But yeah. So
that was the first time I ever played Geometry Wars.
You did fine. You came in first, Mackie.
Yeah, I did. I
got beat my score.
$30 gift certificate to that place.
Yeah.
And you got a koozie.
I got a koozie. I got a sweet koozie.
Yeah, that was one of those things, though. I wish there had been more people participating in that.
Yeah.
And because they announced it over the thing, but
yeah.
I think so many people were just like, nah, I've got this stuff.
Saturday, that room was jumping. There was a lot of people in there. They could have done it that day, because it's not like they were doing any other Xbox tournament that day. Mm-hmm. They should have just done it, you know, then. Friday should have been like the check out the consoles.
Yeah.
Just kind of play whatever. Saturday, we're getting down to it. But
either that or just let the contest run for like a day and a half.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there was no real reason to do it. But man, Sunday. Sunday we walked down there to check out what the tournaments were for that day. And that room was like wall to wall babies. Like just children. Just like what like,
were
in the
consoles gone?
Yeah, and oh yeah.
Just children.
There was a sign up that said like baby room.
Oh.
I was like, what, do we just take one? What, yeah. What is this room?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Free baby with purchase.
Yeah. And I was just like, no, thank you.
And there was a prom there the night before.
Yes. A Wizard of Oz themed high school prom.
So all those babies must have been just left over.
Right. Yes. There was a weird time vortex. All the prom babies.
I think that's what happened.
We wanted to crash that prom so bad.
You wanted to crash that prom. Do not lump me in with your weird, creepy old man thing.
It's not like I wanted to go hang out and pretend I was a high school kid. I just wanted to like jump up on stage and pretend I was in the band.
They had a band. They didn't have a DJ.
I don't know. Like they barricaded it off. We couldn't get
yeah,
close.
Well, yeah, because they knew you were trying to get in.
This is proof that you never went to your prom. They don't have bands anymore.
Yeah, movies, they have bands.
Yeah, not no. in, no.
They do all the songs for the Breakfast Mm-mm. Club.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I mean, unless you live in like, you know, Beverly Hills 90210 High School, I don't think you have bands.
Whatever. It's bullshit.
That was Jack's Arcade Expo.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, they did other things. They did like an arcade cabinet tournament that we all participated in, and that was...
I thought I was going to do all right on Zaxxon until somebody blew my score away.
Yeah.
I played like the best game of Zaxxon on an arcade cabinet I've ever played. Yeah, because that game's not easy.
No.
Yeah. Somehow I was like, just not dying, and killing the boss at the end and stuff. And
Yeah. And then BJ won by default because some out-of-towner won a gift certificate.
It's like, hey, we don't live here. Want this? Like, yeah, I love that he keeps going around like, I won.
I won, yeah. I was like, no, you fucking didn't.
You claimed the prize. That's all you did.
Yeah. You took a handout.
Yeah, I put some high scores on some of those machines, like the Donkey Kong 3.
Mm-hmm.
I had a super good run on Donkey Kong 3, which is just like nobody ever plays it, so it kind of helps too. But
I had the high score on the Sinistar machine until late Sunday. Yeah. Someone topped it, and I was just like, whatever. But some of us are going to play more pinball here pretty soon.
You are?
Yeah. Because before the next episode of this show, we will have been to Atlanta. Yeah. Some of us.
And before that, I'll have been to Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Pinball Hall of Fame.
You're having a goddamn pinball marathon summer.
Nice.
Pinball summer. So
I'll take you
all. Play all those things and then come to Atlanta and eat some chili dogs and... Yeah, so the Southern Fried Game Room Expo, that's the second annual show this year. It is the June 17th through the 19th, I want to say.
Sure.
It's in Atlanta. Google them.
It's later than that, I think.
It was a good show last year. Same location. Lots of pinball machines.
Yeah, to be fair, that is my favorite show, I mean, of what we've been to.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to disparage the other ones, but that is a well-organized and well-laid-out show.
Yeah. Big rooms, lots of machines everywhere,
mm-hmm.
free monsters. By the way, Monsters is back this year.
Yeah.
We can get some fucking monsters.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is like they actually had, Microsoft and Sony, like they're doing official things. I mean, it just felt like a real show.
Yeah. And vendors.
Like,
I mean,
we just cobbled this together. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it felt like a trade show. Like, you know, it's like here's sponsors and here's like dudes selling parts and here's guys selling Game Boys and...
You bought that Retron 5.
I did. It was broken.
And it was broken.
But I got another one.
But you got another one?
I got it replaced. It all worked out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good time. And it's going to be another good time.
Yeah. Come on down to Atlanta.
Yeah. Or up.
Or up. Or east, west.
Yeah. It's the center of the South.
You can come down to Atlanta no matter where you are.
Right.
Just take the long way.
Yeah. We're going to be there.
All those things. Yeah.
At least half of us, we don't know about BJ, because who the hell knows about BJ?
We don't.
You can't even get him to come to a podcast. Yeah,
it's like 20 minutes away.
Yeah. So, we'll see. But yeah, we met a lot of people last year. Made some friends.
Meet up with some more, huh?
Yeah. Ate some burgers. Oh. Broke burgers together.
Yeah, we did.
You go to the dinosaur?
Hmm?
Did you eat the dinosaur at the varsity?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
There was so much varsity in me by the end of that weekend.
Yeah,
there
was a lot of varsity, yeah.
Is that the place that has the dinosaur?
I don't know.
Isn't that one of the burgers?
Oh, is that it?
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm. I must be thinking of somewhere else then.
Yeah.
But the Varsity.
Yeah, Varsity's chili dogs and frozen orange drink.
Yep. And peach pies and apple pies that are actually good, not McDonald's.
Gets you some stuff.
Well then.
Yeah.
You put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So
is that about it for this this edition?
I guess
pre-3?
No one wrote to edition. Us? No one loves us?
Don't bring it up, man.
No.
Oh, it's a sore subject.
Oh.
We actually didn't really put the call out.
That's
so
true.
Like, okay. You know, we didn't really ask anybody.
Okay.
We did have one we're not allowed to read. So.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well.
A little insider info.
Wink.
What?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Where sources are still trying to be confirmed.
Right. Yes. It's just a rumor.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that we can't say.
No, it's real. Trust me.
Okay. All right. It's I'm going to go run stuff. Some lanes. I don't know about y'all.
All right.
Oh, a little MOBA talk there, huh?
Okay.
All right.
Nerd.
Yeah. But yeah, if you're going to write us at wheremyskull@noquarters.net. Visit us at noquarters.net. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.com/noquarters.net for all of them. So
yeah,
there you go. Go on iTunes. Leave us a review.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us how awesome we are because we like to hear it.
We do.
Yeah, we're the best around.
Nothing will ever keep us down. That's you nailed it.
Yeah, too. We just need you guys to tell Apple how awesome we are, so we can move up the ranks.
We're never getting featured.
Oh, come on, we can move up the power rankings.
There's still do not lose hope. We could be featured one day.
Yeah, I want to be the first like 5-year-old podcast to be new and notable.
Yeah,
we'll just be notable. Shoot for
notable.
Notable
is all we have at this point.
All right.
Unless we launch No Quarter Season 2.
Yeah.
He's like, it's brand new. We'll do the same thing with a new name.
Yeah. We'll just think of a cliffhanger.
New Quarters? Is that what you said?
We can do that. New Quarters.
New Quarters.
Hey, go register that right now.
If the .com is available.
.tumblr.com.
Probably not available.
All right. Cool.
All right. GG. Well,
what? Did you just GG me? Did you? You MOBA playing motherfucker. Anyway,
go on, have fun.
I'm Mackie.
I'm Chuck.
And I'm Harlow.
This is No Quarters Out.